Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Get my buzz back. What everybody trying to be now, I was that. Yeah. They could never stop me. That's why I love rap. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice. The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds. 45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw. Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though. Louis Lopez, yeah, Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby. Can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or LA at the swap meet, it's all good cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One on one, niggas can't guard me properly. When they double team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver holds six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, can't stop me, baby.
Money, and welcome back to another episode of Love Entertainment here on GQ Palace Radio. Now, before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a spectacular show. I mean, simply amazing. We had Jeremy Polite with the GQ General Question. We had up-and-coming artist Khaled Rashid, and we found out what was going on with him in the music industry and found out what was his goals and where he's taking it to the next level. After Khaled Rashid, we had Nadia. She's an African speaker on domestic violence, and she was filling us in and letting us know what numbers you could contact her on and how to get in touch with her for the females that are dealing with domestic violence, as well as the males, because males also deal with domestic violence. You know, you got some of y'all females that actually go in on a brother. I ain't even going to lie to you. Some of y'all do go in on a brother, which is domestic violence, whether it's physical or mental. After Nadia, we had author Cynthia Anderson, and she told us about her novel and everything that was going on with her novel and relationship. To hear last week's episode, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archive. Now tonight, oh, it's going down big tonight. So you better tell a friend to tell a friend, because it's born and popping tonight. We have Terry Taylor with the GQ General Question. After Terry Taylor, we have up-and-coming artist Trev Hunter, and we're going to find out what's his goals and inspirations in the music industry. Excuse me, you know, I got a little touch, a little cold going on, but, you know, the show must go on. Like I was saying, we have Trev Hunter, up-and-coming artist, and we're going to find out what his goal and inspiration is in the music industry, and we're going to be playing his smashing single, Tell Him I Make It, Tell Him I'm Gonna Make It. After Trev Hunter, we have one of the biggest female promoters in the building. We have LaTanya Hubbard, and she will be giving out tickets to her big event going down April 6th featuring Kid Capri. So make sure you tune in for that. After LaTanya Hubbard, we have special guest appearance, pioneer artist Silver Fox. And we're going to be pulling his new material and finding out what's his next step in the music industry. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. This is Butter, baby.
Cause he ain't willing. what's the difference? Why am I not interested? When you've been broken, you feel like no one can fix it. Yeah.
Have you
Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace Radio, and with me right now, I have Terry Taylor. Terry, welcome to the show. Hello, Terry.
Hey.
Hey, sound a little nervous. You really be starting that yet? It's
all right. I am a little nervous.
You sound a little nervous. I thought I could determine the nervousness from a distance, and you like, hi. Speak up, don't worry about it. It's just like me sitting in the living room on the couch having a conversation, all right?
Okay.
Except for you don't see all the millions of people listening to you. No, I'm just playing with you. Well, how you doing, Terry? I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
Okay.
Would you like to tell listeners a little something about yourself?
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm 32, just had a birthday.
Oh, happy belated birthday, you know. Happy belated birthday to you.
Home mom. Okay. Got four kids.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, Terry, don't act shy. I know you ain't shy. Don't act shy. Come on.
I am a little bit.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to go to your topic. What's your topic for this evening?
The topic for the day is why when a female meets a guy and they choose to be friends, and then when the male sees the female with the opposite sex, gets mad.
Oh, but wait a minute. Why don't he got to be the male?
I mean, because that's what y'all do.
Oh, Lord. That's what we do.
Yes,
oh, it's
going to
be one of those nice
tonight. But guys, we can handle the friend thing.
Well, you know, it could come to the point where, you know, because they say females catch feelings faster than some guys. But nowadays, I ain't going to say these guys nowadays, you know, they catch the feelings a little faster than females.
Right.
You know, so, but hold on for a minute. All right, Dons and Divas, phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on Terry's topic, or you can stay on the line and hear the show. If you're on your PC, you can also go to the website at www.gqeeqe002.wix.com/GQ Palace Radio. Press the radio station icon and you can join in on the show. Well, Terry, I think that goes both ways, to be truthful.
Right.
No, I think it goes both ways, because you got some females.
It's not just the males. It's not just directed to the males. It's directed to the females also.
Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, hold on for a minute. We have our first call on the line, and we're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hold on. Hello, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy belated birthday. could you repeat the question, the topic, please?
Yeah, the topic was, why when a female meets a guy and the male chooses to be friends, but when he sees the females with the opposite sex, get upset?
Because they're selfish.
Whoa.
Right.
I'm curious.
Eat it too, right?
It's just a selfish act. What happened?
It's either,
like, you know, you guys were saying, you know, females are basically the same. Nowadays, right. You know, the same emotions and feelings that females, people always thought that the females was deep in. I mean, the males are showing their reactions to just as well. You know, but I mean, this could go, like you said, Rich, either with either or. You know, but it's a selfish act.
And I'm not going to lie, a lot of males out here now is getting a little cotton swab, though. So I'm not saying it's being a bad thing.
Right.
But you got some males out here that's. You know, they used to be harder, but now you got the females that's like, they could yell at the guy, and the guy is like, sugar, okay.
Tuck his tail and keep it moving.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, but I think that's just a part of life, you know.
Right.
But if you get attached to somebody, but if y'all already got that neutral grounds to, you know, like, I'm going to do my thing, and you're going to do your thing. But then a person gets upset because they see you with somebody. That means that is a part of selfishness, but it also can be a part of catching feelings now.
Right.
I think that too. But they be the first one to stream out, well, we're going to be friends. But why say that if you go catch feelings and you feel a certain way?
Exactly.
Because you got to realize.
Go ahead. Honestly, you know, if let's say this from the gate. You know, so if you see me with someone, don't get upset, vice versa. If I see him with someone, I shouldn't cop an attitude or be like, you know what, don't call me no more. No, we can't be friends, you know. Like I said, it's being very selfish,
right.
You know. You know from the door you don't want to be bothered, but then you got an attitude. If, you know, you call me and I say, well, I'm talking to Bill right now. What? Oh, you just going to throw me off like that? You have that every single day.
Yeah, but see, that's where it comes in, that where y'all should make a mutual agreement upon something. If y'all going to do something like that and you feel like, okay, well, I should be first priority towards everybody else, then you might as well start a relationship.
Right.
You understand? Because for the simple fact, go ahead, what you going to say, Terry? You going to say something?
I say, but they say they didn't want a relationship. That'd be the main thing they say. They just want to be friends. So we give them that. We be their friends, but they get mad when they see us doing other things.
I guess some people feel in a relationship, you know, it boils down to the fact of, okay, well, she's mine now. I asked her for a relationship. But they want their cake and they want to eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
One part of them want a relationship, the other part of them don't want the relationship.
Right.
You understand? So if they could have their cake and eat it too, well, okay.
That's what, like, they're going to do.
Exactly. Let me give you an example. Like, for instance, let's say, you know, like the guys with some of the females out here. You understand? What they do is the female will get upset at them. Some guys, even females, might do a role reversal to make the other person feel upset about the situation. Meanwhile, they know they're doing their dirt. You understand? So you got people that's going to try to put you in that situation to make you feel like you're in a relationship in your mind, but in their mind, they're not really in a relationship with you.
Right.
They in lust with you.
Right, right. And any individual, man or woman, is only going to do what you allow them to do.
Exactly.
You know, I've been there, done that, and, you know, the thing is, it sometimes can cause that person to really just react towards other individuals, you know, like, you know what, I'm not going to go through this, because it's probably the same thing that this other one did, which you got to throw that aside and, you know, realize, hey, this may be the best thing for you.
Right.
You know, but the selfish act, that's what I feel like is more of, the selfishness.
Well, it is. It is a selfishness.
It's very selfish.
Because, yeah, you know, you want this person to be with you and you want them to give you their all. But on the other hand, you're not giving them your all.
Right.
Hold on for a minute. We have another caller. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Hey.
Good evening. How y'all doing? Fine, and you? All right. So what are we talking about this evening?
Okay, it's on you, Terry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have an issue where we're talking about guys. When they see we're friends, like, it's all I'm saying we're friends. So when they see us females with the opposite sex, why do they get upset?
Wow.
I'm gonna say the opposite sex. I'm a guy, so I ain't going with y'all females on that one.
Well, something like this, a female, when they see us females with a male, why would they get mad?
I would say the jealousy factor, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The jealousy factor. Intimidation factor. I don't know.
You know.
Go ahead.
Also, you know, some of them is like, you know, I don't really want you, but I don't want nobody else to have you either.
Just have you.
True.
Right.
True.
But if you lead a person on to thinking that they could have you in that situation, then that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Yep.
And all that for you to not be in that situation with them, you have to lay down the facts and everything straight from the start.
Mm-hmm. Communication.
There you go. Communication. That's the first thing you got to start with. Because if y'all both not on the same page, it's going to lead to a serious situation where, you know, some people do get jealous and they get out of control, and who knows what might happen.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because playing with people's heart and feelings, I mean, people are going on rampages now.
Mm,
you know,
yep.
And it's a blind side to everybody. You know, I can be the sweetest person, but I can be the mean, like that song say, I can be the meanest woman in the world. But, you know, like you said, if you both not on the same page, it's going to be a problem. And it's not going to last. But, you know, you're going to keep trying to go back and do the same thing. You know, like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this, you know. And all at the same time, the other person still may have in their mind, I'm not ready for this because
right.
I'm going to still keep doing what I'm doing.
Yep, and then it becomes toxic. It becomes a poisonous relationship.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, not to put y'all females on the spot, but nowadays, y'all females just take things to a whole nother level. Understand?
Gotta do what we gotta do.
I'm not mad about it because to me personally, you know, as me being a male, guys been doing so much stuff to females back then that it puts you to a point where, okay, you're tired of it. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And it makes you go and do certain things and push you on another level. But the bad part about that is when the guy finds out, you understand,
uh-huh.
you know how the female carries herself, how the outcome will be. Now, if you have a strong-minded female that's going to hold her ground and she knows she's right, that guy is going to shut up. He's not going to say a word.
Uh-huh.
But if you got that female that's quiet and humble and listen to everything and run in the corner when he talk, that's where you lose at.
Yeah. I used to be like that, but I had to learn to protect my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to protect your heart, your feelings, you know, your well-being, because first off, you got to love self.
You
ain't loving self. Nothing is going to come up of it anyway. So, you know, learn to love self and put up that wall of protection. You know, because sometimes we can let that, you know, we can let it go so quickly. Because you tell me and whisper all these sweet nothings in my ear. You know, you telling me just what I want to hear. And in all reality, you know, you just saying this to get where you want to be. Then I fell deep for you, and you still out here doing what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But see, that's the part of it where it comes down to, do you really want to be in this relationship?
Right.
That's what I call it. I call it a relationship. Because if you're getting upset and you're getting mad, there's a reason for it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just friends, you don't have no reason to get mad if you see me out there with another guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or interacting mm-hmm. with one.
Right.
You know, obviously it's some feelings there, but, you know, why don't you tell me, you know, this should have been discussed.
Right. Communication is 100% important. You must communicate, keep an open line of communication so we can establish where we are.
Right.
The relationship, if we're going to have a relationship, that relationship should be good enough to where we can talk about any and everything. If we can't discuss one, you know, if we can discuss one thing but can't discuss three or four things, that's more than one red flag right there. We should be able
right.
to talk about everything.
I agree with that. So that's why a person normally gets mad as well. But you got a couple of reasons why a person get mad. You know, I'm not supposed to have this, I'm going to say friend with benefits.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's just a friend with benefits. And if you can't stay on that specific ground, then you shouldn't even force the issue of keeping it going. Because if they're getting upset because they're seeing you with somebody, you understand, they also could be trying to do what they call like a role reverse, like I said earlier. They want you to think that they really care about you in the situation, but what they're doing, they don't want to have the guilt put on themselves if you catch them as well.
True.
You understand?
I agree with that one.
So it's a lot of ways that you can look at it. You know, it's just a point of how you're going about it. You could be smooth about it, and if they see you with somebody and you see them, you just laugh it off. Well, you know, ha, ha, ha. You know, you already know what's going on, such and such, you know. And don't show no feelings or anything as part of y'all having that communication with each other about how y'all going to do y'all little friend with benefits thing. Because if a person catches you and they get mad, right, and then you catch them and you just, they be like, hey, how you doing, such and such, I'm so, such and such, that person going to be even madder and come to the facts of, okay, well, you got upset with me, this is how this relationship supposed to be, we're not in a relationship, we just friends with benefits, so I'm just letting you know the fact that I'm not mad when I see you with somebody, so why would you be upset when you see me with somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
True.
But you know, it's easier said than done for some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can sit there and you know, talk till you're blue in the face, but all at the same time, somebody's heart is breaking and hurting because you thought that it was more than what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and this person can keep coming back to tell you, you know, I'm sorry, babe, you know, it's not even like you think. You know, when you start preaching those same words over and over and over again, it is what it is. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're doing what you want to do because that's what you choose to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. But see, I hear somebody saying something. Is that Terry?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening to her. I was like, yeah. That's right. Exactly.
No.
You heard my...
No.
Yeah, I was just... Okay. I was listening to her, but then you started to speak.
I didn't hear what you said, Terry. What did you say?
I said, go ahead. What you were saying?
Oh, no. Well, you know, well, maybe this is your topic. So
right.
I'm mainly trying to figure out here, you know.
Yeah.
Let me put it to you.
I
don't
think y'all think, but I was just asking the question because I was in that situation, so I'm saying
okay.
what it is. So the guy, you know, once he seen my friend, he got upset. And now he's looking at me, he all mad, cut communication, don't call, don't talk, don't want us around each other. So if you're looking at me like I done something wrong, but I got the impression that we were just friends because that came out your mouth.
Okay, see, that's the point I was getting at. Now, let me ask you.
Right.
He's getting upset, and y'all already discussed this, right? Now, this is the point I'm trying to make. If he already knows this situation about how y'all supposed to be, there is no reason for him to get upset. You understand?
True.
If you ask me, he's doing it to make you feel guilty. He wants you to feel like y'all in a relationship. You understand? When y'all really not. So now he could go do his dirt. So don't be surprised if you see him with somebody, because he might want you to react the same way. You understand? But if you already got this established, go ahead. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, Terry?
I say, yeah, he already done that too, because I was seeing it first. But I was not trying to do that. So once I got the impression, because, you know, the time wasn't there. He wasn't really spending any time, and he was doing his own thing. But once I was just, like, upset with it and just did my own thing, he got upset. So I just don't understand why would he get mad over something he said we were just friends.
Okay, and see, that's what I'm explaining to you. See, as me being a male, I'm going to explain it to you. I know how I know nothing I got to say. I don't cross no corners. I be in a neutral decision when people come on and they speak, you know, what they're going through. As me being a male, he's upset for the simple fact that he could have caught feelings. But if he wasn't speaking to you beforehand and y'all was going through some problems, he already had somebody, plain and simple. He already dealt with somebody else, you understand? But now that he caught you, he won't feel so guilty about dealing with the person. So now what he's doing is he's getting upset at you to make it seem like you did something wrong when y'all already had the situation established as friends with benefits or however y'all wanted to, you know, call it out. Y'all going to see each other, maybe go out, do whatever, but y'all not in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You understand? So he's trying to put the guilt on you right now. You understand?
Exactly.
So the main thing is you'll probably see him with somebody. Mark my words. You'll probably see him with somebody. And he'll probably try to make you upset, which what I was explaining earlier. You understand?
Yeah.
But you don't get upset about the situation because y'all not in the relationship.
Right.
You
know,
if you get exactly. Now, if you get upset about the relationship, you get upset about the situation, excuse me, you leading him to believe that y'all was in a relationship.
True. And sometimes that's what they want to see.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
And if you see him, smile, keep it moving. You know, hey, how you doing? What's up? You know, and keep going. Yeah. You know, hopefully you got you know, somebody right there beside you, even if you don't. You know, yeah, it may be hurting inside to think that, you know, it was supposed to have been something, but keep it moving. Smile and keep going.
Yeah.
And that's going to hurt him worse.
Unless you
exactly,
really want
especially when they together and I speak to her too. Hey, how you?
Right.
Yeah, because,
hey, is this your girl? Hey, I'm his friend, blah, blah, blah. You know?
Now, exactly. Now, if you want a relationship with this person, then you talk to him about it and you let them know how it's going on. But that's a situation you had to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of listeners on the line, so if you want to join in on a topic, all you have to do is press 1 to join in and give your point of view on Terry's topic. That's really up to you whether or not you want to be in that situation. You understand? Because to me personally, as me being a male scientist, the dude is playing games. You understand? It's a game of God's play sometimes, and that's what he's playing. He's playing games with you. He's playing my game with you, where he wants you to think it's something when it's not. But he also want to have his way, have his cake and eat it too.
Right.
You understand? So it's really up to you to make that decision whether or not you want to take it to the next level with this person or you just want to leave it like that. You understand? But for my calculation, if you was a little bothered yourself from not being getting the calls and everything, you as well has a little bit of feeling going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I did have feelings, but that's over with. I let that go because he cut me off once he seen me, my friend. So I guess it was for the best, you know, because he's mad. He don't want to just block my phone calls. He don't want to talk. He don't want to have nothing to do with me because he's seen me with somebody else. He felt like I lied because I said I had friends also. But at the time, I told him I wasn't with no one, which was true. I was single. So... You know how y'all guys are. Y'all be flipping the script.
I'm going to keep it real with you. It depends now. If you told him, okay, well, I'm single, I'm not messing with nobody, and it's just me and you, then you putting him to believe that there is a relationship going on. You understand?
No.
But now if you tell him that, okay, well, I feel like, okay, it's me and you, but we are allowed to see other people.
Right.
That's something totally different. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you don't want to put him on that path where he's thinking it's something. You understand? But if it's truly a situation like that, and he's not calling you, and y'all been calling when y'all first started, y'all been calling and y'all been talking and everything, y'all leading into a relationship.
Right.
You understand? But then when he totally stopped calling everything, you understand? When you feel like, all right, well, he's not calling no more, I'm moving on to the next one.
Let me get you the honest thing. I don't mean to cut you off, but it really wasn't going into a relationship because I guess you could say he was doing his own thing because, like, when it was time for us to, like, spend time, he'll be like, okay, he'll call, be like, I'm coming. I'll be up all night. Don't get me wrong. Up all night waiting on him to call. He never showed. I just stood up. So it wasn't never like we was together because you say you come, but you don't come. So when you see me with somebody else, all of a sudden you bad. That's crazy. You never was giving me my time.
I want you to hold that, though. We have another call I want to bring them on. Hello, Carla, are you there?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, this is Kia.
Hey, Kia. Did you hear Kevin's topic for this evening? Well, you know, I got a little sore throat and everything going on right now, Kia. So I can't.
I mean, too. I can't
be like,
believe
what's up,
about
Kia? You know.
I know, I feel like I got the sinus cold down, so I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I just heard when somebody was like, and I just heard your comment, I was still laughing about that in my head.
Oh, Lord. Oh, here we go. All right, tell me your topic. Let me tell you her topic, then you could go on with what you know, give her your point of view on it, and then let us know what you're laughing about in your head. Go ahead, Terry, give her your topic.
Okay, why when a female meets a guy and he chooses to be friends, when he sees you with the male, he gets upset?
Is he a fool?
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Is he a fool?
Oh, Lord.
You know what? They are. That's why, you know, it never amazes me what comes out with their reaction when they say, oh, we're just going to be friends. Okay. And then they see you out, beat me and other friends or whatever, and they got to know to say something to you. No, stay in that fool spot over there that you told me that we're going to be friends. Oh, my God.
But why do the man have to be a fool, though?
Why say something to me? Just like, why say something to me if I'm out? If you say we're going to be friends, nowadays, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody beat no more. They just got to be thinking we beat for them. Ain't nobody beat no more. Don't fight out being beat over a guy. Nobody beat no more. You're doing your own thing. I'm not excited, but when you out with it, you say you're going to be friends, okay. You know, you're like, okay. But when you stepping out and you with your girlfriend and all of a sudden you meet some other guys, you start hanging out, whatever, why don't you guys have to ask you, to question you, to ask you something?
Okay. Okay.
Why don't you
got to
ask you one thing?
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put the shoe on the other foot. And then I want Terry to answer it as well. I got all females on. I always got to answer. You with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all together and everything. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all say, okay, well, listen, this is how this is going to work. Me and you see each other whenever, you know, we used to go out, but whenever I need some TLC or whatever the case is, you call
I'll
me,
call
I'll
you.
Call you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You put it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gets to the point where like 2 or 3 months go by, and y'all constantly calling each other, you know, y'all need the TLC. Remember, y'all still got the TLC going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Now, you see him with another female hugged up, right? He's hugged up, you know, kissing her and everything. Are you going to get upset? Okay, I need one at a time. See, all y'all about to answer. And I'm going to get all y'all right now. I need one at a time.
This is scary speaking, so it'll burn me a little bit just to see him out like that, just out the blue, just see him with someone else. Yeah, I kind of get upset a little bit, just a little bit.
Okay, that's one. Go ahead, who's the next one?
Okay, Carrie, we don't need to get upset. I'm not getting upset. We're going to do our thing. Don't get upset.
Okay,
I'm just not going to
okay,
get upset.
So,
I'm going to say, hey, how
yeah,
are you? How
upset.
You doing? I'm
okay,
gonna,
can I ask? Okay.
I'm going with the
seat. I'm going to be honest. If we like the TLC, I'm not just going to lay with somebody just to be laying with them because that's what I need. You know,
okay.
I'm going to go out there and get, if we doing TLC, it's got to be some feelings there, and I'm going to
okay.
be upset.
You're going to be upset. Okay, who else?
Not necessarily, T. Don't have to be no. I get what you're saying, T. I get what you're saying, but not necessarily. I mean, if it depends, T. And I agree with you, too. But when you're just doing you,
no,
you're not even.
I'm explaining to you. Yes, a female would be upset because
I mean,
I'm explaining to you why. I'm explaining to you why. Can I explain to you why?
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you. You got to realize. A female is very vulnerable when it comes to certain things. I'm not saying
right.
I'm just giving you my point of view. They're very vulnerable when it comes to certain things. So if you're a female and you're giving your body to this guy and it's like constantly going on a regular basis, feelings is going to get involved. They're going to get involved. And the first thing that's going to come to your mind is when you see this guy with this female, you're going to be like, hold up, I've been sleeping with this dude. We've been speaking to each other on the phone, such and such. You're going to get upset because now you're drawing feelings in for the 3 months that y'all been together. You understand? For a female to sit there and say that she's not going to be upset, you're not being realistic. It's just like
I'm
a male.
I'm not saying you're not going to be upset. You said you got to go show it. You're not going to, I'm not going to be upset because you know what? I probably won't even be bothered with him no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just Aquarius, but I'm not going to, I know one thing, he's not coming back to me.
Okay, this is the key thing right here because we have another call I want to bring more. You said you wouldn't be involved with him no more. Why wouldn't you be involved with him no more if y'all already stated y'all not in a relationship? You do your
right.
thing, I do my thing. So why wouldn't you get involved with him because you see
because
him with
somebody
else?
Because this is going to happen all the time. So if this is going to constantly happen all the time, why would I still be involved and go through this again, seeing him with
okay,
another woman?
Okay, but you're not involved with him.
I don't think you get what
him.
You're saying.
Yes, you're not involved with him. What you're
no,
doing
no,
is
I know
you're
saying I'm not involved. We don't have no connection. We don't have no relationship. We're just sleeping
right.
with each other. We need to sleep with each other. But
mm-hmm.
my thing is, when you see once is enough, we continue to do that. Because unfortunately, if he's doing it one time, he's going to do it all the time. So I'm going to constantly see, every time I go out, I'm going to see him with another different woman. So instead of me being upset, I just said, you know, where we'll do this every time,
I
see him with another woman.
If that's the thing, you're not supposed to get upset.
And that's what I said. I'm not going to get upset. So I either need to figure out what Kia needs to do or what Kia wants, what's going to make Kia happy now, because now it's time for Kia to go up and be happy instead of being friends with benefits.
So let me ask you a question. So by you leaving him alone, you don't think you were a little upset by letting him go?
Exactly, because you put now you just can't believe that it was a relationship when it wasn't.
You know what, yeah. I can see where you're going
no,
at. I guess you know what it's when. Maybe you know what we. This is, you know what. I guess maybe because I'm not saying I'm cold, not like, you know, I could be a little mean to that point, you know what I'm saying? I got my ways about me, you know what I'm saying? And believe me, I'm guilty. I don't condone that, the way I handle the situation. No, but I probably be like, oh, you know, whatever. Let make sure you see me and make sure I know
okay,
I am.
I want y'all to hold a line. We have. I'm bringing two more callers at the same time because this is a hot topic. And you
yes,
know what?
It is.
I'm going to bring in two more callers. Hello, callers. Are you there? I need y'all to speak one at a time.
Yes,
Deborah.
I'm here. This is Deborah.
Okay.
Yes. Good
okay.
evening.
Hi,
Deborah.
Deborah, the line.
Good evening. This is Kim.
Okay.
Hey, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Where are my dogs at?
They too busy listening what we got to say, so they can, you know,
yes,
shaking their head and I come here.
Is flooded. So to join in the conversation, all you have to do is press one. But Kim and Deborah, did y'all hear the topic that's going on right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, this is Deborah.
Mhm.
Okay.
Did you hear the topic for this evening?
You know what?
Okay.
I heard you put a twist on the question, saying
oh,
that
no.
it's
under- there we go.
It's a twist.
That if it's understood that you all are just, you know, having the TLC
wait,
time,
okay.
if
okay,
that
how-
is if that is the understanding, then my only question to him when I see him later would be, did you use a condom?
Okay, but
that's
okay,
right,
but let me
right.
ask you.
That's right.
Okay, good.
But
that's
no,
a good, that's
but
good
no,
question.
I will not be
so
angry.
Would you get upset, though?
I would
though?
Not be angry. No, because
okay.
we have the understanding.
But
my question
why,
later would be.
Why? Okay, but Deborah, you trying to tell me if you were involved with somebody for 3 months and you giving this man
but
your
we,
body and everything. Yeah, I said for 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Remember,
right.
y'all not in a relationship.
Right?
Y'all just friends. Yeah, y'all just kicking,
right.
y'all just friends, but
you
got to realize,
you know what,
y'all doing this on a regular basis now. And this one
okay,
time when you go out,
somebody.
You know.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs somebody. And my thing is when, you know, everybody gets the scratch, I mean the itchy scratch, okay? And that doesn't necessarily mean you want to be bothered with this person. So my thing would be, are you using a condom? So no, I'm not angry with it.
That's
so,
right.
In other words, you're saying you wouldn't be upset.
That's what she said.
I would not.
No, I can't believe that. Because I can't.
No.
Because a person that won't get upset is a person with somebody that has no feelings. You understand?
Wait.
I don't want y'all to attack me. I'm speaking in general. So I don't want y'all to come at me looking for me with bats and everything. I'm speaking in general.
I'm gonna be looking for you because the way you worded the question was, if the female would be upset. I think that really, technically, if both people might be upset. Now, you said that the person didn't have any feelings. It doesn't mean they don't have any feelings. It just means for 3 months, I was kicking it with you, spending time with you, this, that, and the other. Who knows? I might have been kicking it and spending time with somebody else, too. So if I see you out there, no, I'm not going to be upset.
Exactly.
What you're doing, Kim, is you're trying to throw salt on it.
Y'all trying to throw salt on the question. That's what y'all trying
no,
to do.
But you to say that we don't have feelings as well. I have feelings. It's just that I'm not gonna waste my energy being mad about something. I'm not saying you don't have.
What I'm generally saying is that means that okay, you either been through something or something because you're not gonna tell me that if you
were
to do the same thing.
I agree with you.
I'm speaking on a man's point of view too. A man
okay.
as well. I don't want y'all to think it's just a woman that would get upset. A man too. You understand that? Me being a man too. Unless, you know, he feel like he has no, you know, no type of feelings either. You understand? But a person, when you get involved with somebody and you constantly speaking to this person and you having sex with this person and y'all going out, that's in the ways of starting a relationship.
Okay,
you understand?
Rich Money, would you
so
be upset?
Listen, I just said yes. Yes, I would.
You would
I'm
be upset.
Yes, I would be upset. If I'm dealing with somebody for 3 months, and I'm facing myself with them for 3 months, boom, 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 and I'm constantly talking to the person, and we're doing the wild thing, and we going out, and I just happen to go out to a club, and I see her leaned up on a dude, I'm going to be like, wow. Now, don't get me wrong.
Now
I'm,
you answer the question.
No, no, no.
Exactly.
No.
Now,
I never said to
you.
No, I'm not. See, the thing is, I just, y'all never asked. I never asked you the question. Y'all didn't listen to the question. That's
right.
The thing. What I said was, listen.
You said women.
Listen. Yes, I said women, but and I said also, before you asked that question, I said, don't get it wrong. I'm talking about the men, too, unless they don't have feelings as well. Check the archives when the show is over.
So, now, you changed that like 15 minutes into the question. Then you added it.
Now,
you talked about men.
No,
too, but when I
asked because
you was asking
because,
the women.
No, I said women. I said, let me ask the women. I've got all females on the line. What am I supposed to ask the dude?
The men,
so,
because the men are too busy listening. The men are too busy listening to what we got to say to see,
mm-hmm.
you know. But yes, maybe I've probably been through something, but I'm not going to like, you know what, it's not even worth it. I don't even, you know, even do what he got to be doing, because I'm probably going to waste my time. And so that means I don't have no feelings if I don't get upset.
No, I'm not saying you don't have no feelings. See, you think I'm talking about feelings, period. I'm talking about in that situation.
I'm saying in that situation.
Yeah, in that situation, because it's hard for a person. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all cannot sit here and tell me that every female on this line got involved with somebody, right? But it was in a relationship status. I'm going to put relationship status in it now, okay? And let's say 3 months down the line, you see them with somebody, they're not going to get upset. Yes, you know why you're going to get upset? Because it's a relationship status. Now, what's the difference between you getting upset in a relationship status and you being upset when there's nothing going on? What's the difference? Just you're doing the same exact thing.
Okay, but you know what? I think the difference is that you said relationship status. If we're messing around for 3 months, granted, obviously the conversation has already taken place, and both parties have agreed that they did not want a relationship. They want to have fun. So therefore, if I see you with somebody out there in the street, and you see me with somebody
okay,
out in
exactly.
the street, neither one
three
of us
months,
can get mad because that lets us know
three,
that what we're doing is just
months.
Having fun. Everybody can have
three
fun.
3 months
exactly.
later.
Exactly.
Three
I agree
months,
with you.
No.
Right.
Everybody
can have fun.
Who said they agree with her?
I agree with her. Deborah agrees.
Deborah agrees with her.
Exactly.
It is exactly how we're
doing.
Exactly.
It just dawned on me. I'm sorry. It just dawned on me who I am talking to, Deborah. Now I know Deborah. Oh, Lord, Deborah, you ain't been on here in 18 years. I know who Deborah is now. Okay. And you
she
come on.
She put it perfectly, said
trouble.
She said it perfectly, and I'm just looking, that's exactly how it is.
It is. I mean, now listen, everybody's grown, everybody's adults, everybody's
mm-hmm.
doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
If we meet and we
but
decide, okay, this is what
realize.
We want to do, then come on. This is, we're
mm-hmm.
adults. We're agreeing. Okay, we want to
mm-hmm.
have fun. We want to have, if I need something, you know, we can call, whatever the case may be, I can call you. You can call me. We're letting that known up front. So therefore, there should be no attachment. Sure, there's
exactly.
going to be feelings when you become intimate. But if you see somebody with somebody else, to me, you cannot get upset because you already have that established.
You have to realize.
That is, that's wrong,
uncontrollable.
Wrong things right there.
You have to realize feelings is uncontrollable. Some feelings is uncontrollable. You can't stay how you feel. You think when that guy has sex with his girl, he meant to choke her and kill her? Feelings, things just happen. Feelings is uncontrollable in certain situations. So you can't sit there and say, okay, I might be doing it with this one, I might be doing it with that one. Yeah, you might be, but that person that you really was dealing with in that situation is the one you mainly focusing on.
Not really.
If
Lord.
You're in a relationship with the person that killed his girlfriend,
I'm sorry, I have to play
the
devil's advocate on this one.
Please do.
Oh, you know what? Well, you know, we seem to be running out of time, but Terry, what is your final thought on this topic?
I thank y'all ladies for feedback on the issue, but
you see, there she go, thanking the ladies. I'm a dawn. I ain't a lady.
She's gonna go into, but I still disagree with what she said, that she want to catch feelings, because you know everybody feels some type of way, even though they say they don't. Right. You're right.
Yeah. Well, okay. Is there any shout outs you want to give, Kevin?
No. Yeah.
Huh?
What you say? I don't hear you.
Is there any shout outs you want to give?
Oh, no, just to my family and my kids. I want to see everybody, hey, in Atlanta.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Trevor, you're welcome back anytime. You know, we have to go to another segment, but you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem because, yeah, we're going to finish this. All right.
Thank y'all. I still think it can be done.
Okay.
All right. I'm on the
okay. Tell me, Sailor Dawes and Diva. All right. Coming up next, we have up-and-coming artist, Trev Honey. He's doing big things in the music industry. We're going to play his smashing singles and find out what his inspiration and goals. And also, after Trev, we have, LaTanya Herbert coming on. She'll be giving out tickets to the big event she got going on featuring Kid Capri. And then after LaTanya Hubbard, we have pioneer artist Silver Fox in the building. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
I love New York, bright lights, rolling stones in the papers, twin towns before he faded on. Love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers in the Mets. I love New York, ain't no other place that I'd rather be than the Big Apple. I love NYC, to the 9/11 victims say RIP, we still hold the torch high, Statue of Liberty. Every day's a struggle, humans hold on. If you a New York native, then you was born strong. Never doubt yourself, hold your head high like an A-bomb when it's flying through the sky. Let the album drop, let the album sell. We about to bring it home like the Giants 2012. Picture my state losing, New York, we back now. It's time to stand up, we never sat down. Go hard, baby, we about to take it there. And light the world up like Times Square. You can blame me, yeah, it's my fault. I'm one of the reasons that the world scream. I love New York, bright lights, rolling shows in the stadiums. Twin towns before he faded on. Love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 Yeah, I love my state, we be the best of the best. We running to the top like Rocky running up in steps. Some people love to hate, they don't want to test. Even the haters got I love New York across their chest. That's why I LOL, you know, laugh out loud. They the reason why the whole New York is laughing now. They try to take our power, try to take our pride. Still represent for those that fear and those that die. 30 water franks, Broadway shows, the bright lights that inspire kids to reach their goals. Famous Yankee stadiums, now the Brooklyn Nets, and any other team that couldn't fit. I love New York, bright lights, Broadway shows, Yankee stadiums, twin towns before they faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 Empire State, one of the many greats. I made this song for those who feel like failures they say. Nah, we not losers, we not quitters. Crack the bat, Yankee style, you know we hard hitters. All my people with us, put your trust in God. He'll provide the light to help us make it through the fall. Never change up, step your game up. And if you love it, throw the name up. I love New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York, New York. I love New York. Bright lights, rolling shows in the stadiums, twin towns before they faded on. I love New York, New York Knicks, New York Giants, New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, the Rangers and the Mets. I love New York, New York. 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 We'll be right back.
Stars and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have up and coming artist, Trav Hunnit. Trav, welcome to the show. Trav, what's going on?
Everything good, everything good. Just grinding, working hard.
I feel you, I feel you. I want to thank you for joining us this evening.
Nah, I appreciate it. I want to thank you guys. Thank the whole GQ Palace radio movement.
Oh, good looking, fam. Now, I know you got a lot of things going on. Let's start off with your name. How did you come up with the name Trav Hunnit?
I came up with my name. My first name is Travis, and everybody called me Trav for short. And I decided to come up with the Hunnit part because I like to keep it a buck. I like to spit real life through my music. I don't rap about guns, money, murder. I don't talk about doing things that I don't do. I try to be a positive role model for the kids growing up. So that's how I came up with the Trav Hunnit part.
Mm.
Keep it a buck.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, you was on 16 Bars TV show.
Yes.
Right. Tell us about that.
I was on Hip Hop 16 Bars TV show, the second series. It was hosted by Taylor the Fit Entertainment and Jay Hamilton. He's a master choreographer in the music game. He does operas and stuff like that as well. I ended up coming in third place, Hip Hop 16 Bars. I won a trophy from Rock Logic himself. And it was a great opportunity. I did it for 3 months. I ran around Manhattan. I did it all.
Now, what actually made you want to become an MC?
When I first started rapping, I was 26 years old, and my first daughter was born. I had a lot of friends that were MCs that loved to freestyle, but I never liked to rhyme words or anything like that. So we celebrated my first baby's birth, and we was all just having a good time. And they were like, "Trav, jump into the Cyphe," and I just jumped into the Cyphe and I just went. I wrote the whole beat, and from there I just kept going. They were like, "My God, Trav, we didn't even know you could rap." I told them, "I didn't even know I could rap either."
Oh, okay. So after all that started going on, you formed Zombie Nation Records.
Yes, my little brothers had a team that they called Zombie Nation as growing up as kids, and they were like 25 deep, and I said, "Damn, I should just start my own label called Zombie Nation Records, because I'm the only one right now." So I started up the label. Right now we strong. We play out of 47 states, 66 countries. We got 13 street teams from Japan to Africa. And if you guys go on Zombie Nation Radio, ZombieNationRecords.com, you can see all my street leaders from Japan to Africa. The music is just very positive, and it's spreading throughout the nation, and I just feel very blessed.
Now, let me ask, you opened up shows for like Meek Mills, Rick Ross, Wale, Slaughterhouse. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the MMG family, we opened up shows for me and my brother Moet Santana, the whole Zombie Nation. My manager, Matt Manzanares, he actually right now stationed in Texas. We went on tour and we visited 13 states. We opened up shows for all these artists. He had a lot of connections and he plugged us in, and we just keep moving.
Now, when you first opened up, what was that experience like? Was you nervous? Was you shy? Did you just get up there? What was that running through your mind?
I can't even front. I had butterflies in my stomach and all that. But it's just, I turn into another person. When I'm on stage, I just zone out. I turn into a whole other person. My swag comes out and ain't no holding back. Like every time I go on stage, I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm all that. But once I got the mic in my hand, it's a whole new person.
Now, as far as you doing your music, are you looking to do deal with somebody independent or major? It really doesn't matter.
To me, right now, it doesn't matter. It's in the air. Like right now, we're just grinding to win. And a lot of people tell me, like, "Trav, you know, your motivation, your talent, it's great because you got that positive energy to make you want to win, to make you win. your vibe when you enter the room. It all changes. You're a good person. And I'm right now, I'm just looking for somebody to stand underneath me and say, this is Trav Hunted, and this boy's going somewhere.
Now, you deal with one of your producers. I don't know whether it's random producers you use or the Jesse Bang Out.
Right now, I just work with Bang Out. I'm also signed to Bang Out Music Group. Bang Out did the beat for Disco Inferno, Hands Up by Lloyd Banks. He did Car Wash by Missy Elliott and Christina Aguilera. He's also worked with Avant, Rick Ross, French Montana. Right now, he's in the studio with Fabolous. He produces all my music. Shout out to Bang Out. He's one of my biggest believers, and he helps me out in everything. Great guy.
Now, how did you meet with Bang Out? Establish this relationship.
The way I met Bang Out was I was online with Hip Hop 60 Boss for 16 hours, almost 17 hours standing outside in the cold, and I finally got into the room, and they put a beat on, and I just started spitting, and they only let me spit for 10 seconds, and Bang Out just stood up, and he was like, "Yo, I knew he could rap, just by his whole look." And then from there, we just became close friends, and from there, we've been working together ever since. He got me in the studio with a lot of these people. And,
I hear you going in and out. You're outside, right?
Oh, yeah, my fault. Let me get inside the car.
I hear you going in and out, and I hear the wind blowing. So we
can. Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I'll hear you
back. All right.
Okay. Now, I want to get into one of your singles, Told Them I'll Make It.
Okay.
Tell us about that.
That song came about with the Meek Mill show because I wanted to use a beat that actually really, really dropped hard in the streets. And at that time, that was the only beat that I really liked, the Wild Boys beat. And I wrote the song to all the people that always told me, Trav, stop rapping, you know, to all my non-believers, and because if somebody told me when I was younger, don't ever listen to nobody, follow your dreams, and don't ever listen to anybody just because they quit on their dreams.
Man.
I wrote the song towards all the people that told me to quit, and I just kept going, and it ended up coming out to be a strong song, and I love it. It's one of my hottest songs.
All right, so we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's one of his bangers that's hitting the nation hard, Told Them I'll Make It, right here on GQ Palace Radio. Parental discretion is advised. Remember when you heard it first, GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Take a look, flick. I done made it now. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Take a look, flick.
Told them I'ma make it. They response, make it how. Take a look, flick. Ha, I done made it now. Wishing that I didn't. Yeah, acting funny style. Look at me, I'm sitting. Nigga on a 100 dial. Laughing at you suckers. Yeah, y'all looking sick. I'm sucker free. Fuck a hater, suck a dick. Use a bitch. Really, really use a bitch. Game over, hang it up. Call it quits. Manzy picked me up, now haters wanna hate. Baltimore getting money out of state. I'm a boss, number 848. Knocking doors, silver line gorilla apes. Buried treasure, fat nigga love the cake. These niggas fragile, drop them off and watch them break. What they life like, yeah, my life is great. If they wanna hate,
ha ha ha, let them hate. Told them I'm make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Told them I'ma make it. They responses make it hard. Take a look, flick. I done made it now, told them I'ma make it. They respond, speak it how, told them I'ma make it. They respond, speak it how, told them I'ma make it. They respond, speak it how, take the look, flick. I done made it now.
When I'm coming, niggas run just to see my wrist. Paid $100, don't front, you couldn't pay for this. See them screaming, fishing like some Pisces. Cocoa, cherry, mango, every color ice. Four doors, top down, sixes on a Chevy. Homegrown, downtown, bitches on me heavy. Cause I push it to the limit like I'm Ross. Meek Mill's already told you I'm a boss. I smell money, freaking out my clothes, damn. I do what I want, I'm a grown man. I mean, I call the shots, ballin'. Fade away, dunk, tongue out, Jordan. No Phil Jack, nigga, no Trey, yeah. I'm here till the day I grow gray hair. And I'm never getting traded, no. Niggas front, shoot themselves Plexico.
Told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, take a look, click. I done made it now, told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, told them I'ma make it. They response is make it high, take a look, click. I done made it now.
Jonathan Beaver, welcome back to the palace. Trev.
Yo.
Yo, I am feeling that right there. That's something serious. That's the one you did with the Meek Mill's joint.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Wow. Now who produced that track?
My boy G-Dot did that. What we did was we took a, you know, it was already a beat in the industry. So we just took it, we went in. And he mixed it up, mastered it, and sent it out.
Mm. All
we did that right in New York.
Oh, okay. Well, we got to call it. But let me. My phone line is flooded. If you want to speak to Trav Honey, and you're already on the line, all you have to do is press 1. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air or stay on the line and hear the show. We have a caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you doing, Trev?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. At the beginning, you were saying that, you know, you're trying to inspire the young, you know, younger people coming up.
Yes.
But that song right there was very explicit.
Yes, because that's actually directed to the people that really don't believe in me. That's why.
Okay, you know, I understand what you're saying, you know, but you were saying that you don't do the cussing, you know, the downgrading, and all of that was in that song, you know. And what if that gets to be a mixture of your other music and a young person hear it? You see what I'm saying? You know, other than
no,
that.
I totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the beat was good, but, you know, that was, like, very, very explicit. And, you know, just going by what you said from the beginning.
No,
that,
I understand,
you know,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
I would love for you to check out my other music, because my other music will actually back up what I say.
Okay, I mean, what age group are you trying to inspire, or are you trying to do it for all?
Well, actually, I my music is for all age groups. I make alternative music as well. I make all type of music, so it impacts the world of every type of everybody's soul. I just hope that everybody can vibe out, bump to it, and hopefully love it.
Okay, do you have on that one particular track that is very explicit, though?
Do I have what?
Do you have it on there that for adults only? That one track?
Yes, yes. Actually, that track is not even in one of my albums.
Oh, okay.
So you could check it out. It's not, you could buy it on iTunes, or you could check it out everywhere else, but it does have a parental advisory on it. Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, you know, and I'm going to listen to the rest of it, and I will be back on the air to let you know what I think.
All right, perfect.
Okay.
Now, Trev, let me ask you.
What up, boss?
What's the first thing that goes to your mind before you enter that booth?
Before I get to the booth?
When you enter that booth to record, what's the first thing that goes to mind?
My brother.
Comes to your mind.
Okay. My brother, my family.
I was going to ask you about that, and I was going to ask if you want to talk about that. You know, it's up to you, because I don't want people...
Yeah, nah.
All right, so feel free to go your spot.
Every time I go in the booth, I talk to my brother. I lost my brother at a young age. He was 21 years old. And I lost him to a bad drug, so... You know, life goes up and ups and downs, but it makes you stronger, it makes you want to get there, it makes you want to get those goals, get done, and chase your dreams. And he was my number one fan, and I talk to him every day. Every time I go in that booth, you know, we just put that work in. And I can feel him. I can feel him in there telling me straight up, Trav, go get it.
Okay. Wow, you know, my condolences and all that, you know, to your brother and everything.
Appreciate
it. It's good that you keep him, you know, there with you. He's going to always be with you. You know what I'm saying? We have another call on the line for you. We're going to bring them on. Hold on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Oh, this is Tia. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Trav. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I didn't hear your name. What was your name?
Tia.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, thank you. I was listening to when you were saying something about you want to hear somebody say, you know, tell you, Trav, you doing well. My thing, Trav, with that is you don't need nobody to tell you doing well. If you know you're doing well, you're doing well. If you're not around and wait for somebody to tell you doing well, then you, what's the need of you doing what you're doing? That's
you're
not
right.
Gonna, I mean. You don't need nobody to tell you that you're not doing well. If you're doing well, you're out there, you're grinding, you're doing your music, you're doing crap. You don't have to listen to nobody to tell you what you're doing.
I hear
that's
that.
I just wanted to say that when you talk about motivation.
Nah, you know what it is, though? It's good to hear somebody just come out and say, yo, you're
doing
good.
I know what you're saying.
It's good
to hear it, but you got to wait for somebody to hear it. And with Trav, you know you're doing good, nothing else matters. You know you're doing good.
I hear that.
Somebody gonna come tell you you're doing good, but you don't have to wait for somebody to say you're doing good. You already know you're doing good.
Thank you.
That's what my thing is, you know, when you have said that, I just wanted to say, you know, say that. You know, every time I, you know, come on a Friday and I hear, you know, the musician come up and they say, I never always ask the artist, what was your musical background? Like, what was your musical background?
My musical background, only thing I ever did was listen to Pun, Jay-Z, Biggie, Grand Poobah. I was a big hip hop head growing up in high school, but I never decided to rap. You know, I never did anything like that until I had my first child.
Okay.
And that was just like it was just a shock to me, and I just kept going with it.
So how would you describe your own style now? How would you describe it?
Right now, when I first started rapping, I used to rap really fast. And now I learned how to ride the beat real smooth. And right now my style is more calm and collective. And I try to make the people hear what I'm saying and feel what I'm saying without cluttering my words. I want every bar to be clearly. I want people to be able to sing my music with me. I want people to be like, damn, Trav going in. I love this track right here.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry. Well, that's like the next question I was going to ask you. Like, in what ways, like, you know, your new music that you done when you were younger, or you know, to when you first started, like the newest, like your newest music.
Yes. Yeah. I see a difference. I see a big difference
right.
in my music
mm-hmm.
from when I first started.
Well, I wish you much success. And again, you don't need nobody to, you know, to motivate you. You motivate your own self.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay.
No problem.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too, likewise.
Take care.
Now you also have a street team.
Yes, I got 13.
Tell us about that. How did you establish that? What gave you the feeling to trust everybody, and you know what established that?
Well, my volunteers, they all volunteers. My zombies that are all over the world are volunteers, are just believers. I gained relationship with all the leaders to the point where I talked to them and I said, hey, you wanna represent my music, you wanna promote me all over the world, and they automatically just jumped on, and they've been playing my music since day one. They have people all over their countries, all over their states. Throw up the zombie sound, we throw Z's up in the air, and we just stay real close on Facebook. I message all of them, and I send T-shirts out. I try to be more interactive with everybody that I can on my team that represents my music, because that's my family, and I'm real family orientated. So when I got believers behind me, I believe in them as much as they believe in me.
Okay. Now, what's your inspiration and goals as an up-and-coming artist?
My inspiration, to tell you the truth, is to become a legend, because I work damn hard, and I put work in every single day of my life to make my life better, to get my family where they need to be at, and I got my brother Moet Santana and the president of Zombie Nation Records, Matt Manzanares, being out there on top of me every day, telling me, Trav, go. And I'm pushing to the point where I want people to respect my lyrics and say, man, this kid really right here, he goes in, and he's a great guy as well. Like I'm the type of person to give away my last dollar, and I'm just that genuine type of person where I could sit down and listen to a total stranger all their problems and tell them that life is gonna get better. So I feel like everybody behind me and the world behind me will lead to great things, as long as I keep it 100 with them.
Okay. Now, where do you see yourself, let's say, 3 years from now?
3 years from now?
In this music industry, where do you see yourself?
3 years from now, to tell you the truth, I want to be on top. The grind session is still a grind. But in 3 years from now, I want to be known all over the world. I want everybody to have my CD and their tape player and in their car. I want everybody to have my CD in their house. I want people to just be able to buy my music on iTunes. And sometimes what I do is I put my music up for free. I take it off. I bypass iTunes, put it on Reverb for free, and let everybody download it, because I feel like, well, I want people to buy my music if everybody don't know me yet. So I want everybody to have my music in their iPods, in their iPhones, where while they're working out, bumping, and they ain't have to pay it down for it, because I'm really trying to get it out there to them. I want them to hear it. I want them to be throwing up that zombie sign, screaming out zombies.
Really? Now, what's the next step for Trav Hunt?
Right now, we working on my project that we're going to start shopping. It's called From New York to Cali. It basically tells everybody the way I got the name of the album was because I traveled on tour from New York to Cali, and I like I said, I keep it a buck, I keep it 100 with everything. So I said, hey yo, the new album is called From New York to Cali. My last album was called Remarkable. My little brother that passed away, his name was Mark. So I named my last album Remarkable Music. And I just keep going everyday life, and as life changes or whatever takes place, it goes with my music. Every step I take, I write about it.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between your last CD and this one?
This one coming right now is very special to me. My last CD was just me throwing a whole bunch of music together that I could flood the streets with. This album right now coming up, It's actually very important to me, because it's all new music, it's all original beats, it's all getting set up for, everything's getting worked out of official studios, from KMA Studio Manhattan to Fight Club Studio Manhattan, and it has a lot of people that are in the music game actually mixing and mastering all this music. So right now this album is so special to me because I have so many people that are actually in the game already behind my back, and it's the first time I ever had that.
Okay, now, you opened up for a lot of big names already in the music industry. Who is it that you would like to open up for that you haven't yet, that you feel deep down inside, this is who I want to open up for, this is who I want to do something with?
Jay-Z.
Out right now. Jay-Z, everybody. Jay-Z. And why is that?
Word. Jay-Z, Nas. The reason why is because Hov got that swag. Like, I got my swag from listening to Hov, and he got that posture where you hear every bar, you hear every bar, you hear every metaphor, you hear it clearly. And I feel like I could rock out hard with Hov on stage. And his fans, all the fans that love his music will love my music as well. And it's just because of the delivery and the sound.
Okay. Well, I want to get into another one of your joints, Underwater.
All right. That joint right there, I did that. That was on the album called I See the Signs. That was my first album I ever dropped. This flow right here is where I started to birth my flow that I have now. And Underwater became a song where the world started to go under. Everybody was going through a recession, and I came up with the song Underwater because I felt like the whole world was going underwater, and we can't open our eyes to see what's clearly happening. So I came up with the song, and it became a dope song. It got thousands of plays all over the world, and I love that song as much as everybody else does.
All right, so we're gonna get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another banger by Trav Hunter, Underwater. Parental discretion is advised. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Underwater, I ain't Jesus, I ain't walking on the water.
Underwater.
If the devil's knocking, what we doing underwater?
Underwater.
Oh my God, the whole world's underwater.
Like Jason underwater, waiting patiently. Fuck a punch, stab, make a hater bleed. Holy Spirit standing tall, honesty. Honestly, president killing the economy. Atomically, decoding the pain Obama bleeds. Shots pop off, rah, lines flee. Swag, ancient religion. Mines team, pocket so fat, box of Dutchie, ounce of green. Fuck ice, nigga, I'ma buy a hockey team. Angels fly high, but I'm higher on my feet. Bitches better than Dennis, the menace be. Think I'm saucy, pass another Hennessy. Facebook, all my haters, friends requesting me. Best in me, feeling myself like on ecstasy. Gemini, can't you see my twin is next to me? Catch me shooting out bars more than a tech to squeeze.
Underwater.
I ain't Jesus, I ain't walking on the water.
Underwater.
If the devil's knocking, what we doing underwater?
Underwater.
Oh my God, the whole world's underwater.
16 bars, 16 punchlines, added up, feeding you 32 dope rhymes. We smoke and never vacuum and coke lines. Kill the snare, make the bass be quiet. Funeral service, death start a street riot. Zombie, salute war, save private. Four brothers see the sneakiness to eight eyelids. Penny loaf for soup, Hank's new stylist. I'm a beast, trapped in a booth, straight wildin'. Attitude is proof, whole city bumping. Music spreading a message that make you feel something. Application my bars, spitting metaphors. Blood leaking from my head like a crown of thorns. Running in the game, NYC marathons. Call me Zombie AD.
Babylon,
cause
Babylon,
even after
Babylon,
death, the fucking camera's on.
Underwater.
I ain't Jesus, I ain't walking on the water.
Underwater.
If the devil's knocking, what we doing underwater?
Underwater.
Oh my
got the whole world underwater.
Underwater, underwater.
I ain't Jesus, I ain't walking on the water.
Underwater, underwater.
If the devil's knocking, what we doing underwater?
Underwater, underwater.
Oh my God, the whole world's underwater.
Track.
Yo.
Now, what inspired you to write that? You said you felt like the world was going underwater. I like
yeah.
that. You know?
Yeah, that was when I really was writing music that had a lot of curses on it, and now we all switched it up. But what inspired that was that, you know, the world was going. A lot of bad things was happening around the world, money problems, oil problems, war. And I just said, hey, like, you know, we got to speak the truth. Let's talk to these people about the world. And, you know, it's ugly, but we got to make it look beautiful. And we got to keep, you know, positive and keep our vibes going and live every day like it was our last.
I definitely feel you on that. There's a question about that. Now, what do you consider yourself more of, an MC or a rapper?
I consider myself an MC because rappers, to me, make up life. Like right now, you know, Lil Wayne and all these dudes running around, they don't really do the things they say. And I feel like MCs keep it more real with their fans, more real with the public. They spit what they do. They spit life. They spit what they see. They spit about the crackhead on the corner that they wish could have a better life. They spit about shit like that. And these rappers nowadays are false images. And the reason why is because they talk about stuff they're not doing. They spreading the kids that they sell drugs for this many years when they ain't even touched anything.
Now, what's going to make Trap Hunted different from all the other hip-hop artists that's out here now?
What's going to make me different? What makes me different right now is just me. It's my vibe. It's my person. It's me, how I live my life every day and keep it a buck with everybody. I'm genuinely a good person. You get to meet me. We can laugh. We can talk. Look, I'm the type of person, I tell all my fans, my number is 718-730-4921. Call me. We could chop it up any day. Holler at me. That's what's different about me. I post my number on the websites. I post my number everywhere. I tell people to call me. I tell people to have convos with me. Let me know what they want to think, what they want me to talk about. They got a hot song they want me to do. They think I could kill it. Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? I try to be close with my fans, and I try to have an everyday experience where people could call me and they could get to know me as much as I could get to know them.
Okay. Well, hold on. We have a caller for you. Hold on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, what's up, man?
All
right. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm chilling, dude. What's up with you?
Chilling, my G. How are you?
Just hanging in there. You know, I was, like, listening to your music and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that last track, they all banging. You know, it's just the words in it. You know, you can understand at least what you're saying, but, you know, talking about walking on water with Jesus, you know, and then you got the lyrics, you know, the lyrics you're spitting, you know, and I understand, you know, why you probably brought up about the drugs and everything, but, you know, I was just saying, do you think that's a little bit much?
Now, see, because what I'm saying is I'm not walking on the water like Jesus. So they say Jesus walked on water, right?
Right.
But to me, Jesus is powerful. He can do whatever he wants. And I'm not that powerful. So
right.
I'm talking about powerful men, and I wish to be that powerful. So what I do is I want everybody to believe in Jesus. And I always did my whole life. My parents made me grow up believing in God every single day. And people out here selling their souls and turning their back on God and turning their back on everything that their parents ever raised or showed them.
Right, right.
So, You know, I talk about God, but I use his name well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just the fitting in with the, you know, the explicit talking and everything else. But, you know, like I said, it's a good thing that you can understand the words that you said. It's not like you're mumbling, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I guess nowadays the younger artists that's coming out, you know, it's just the language, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, you know, to get a point across, you don't even have to use it, you know.
Exactly.
But, you know, like I said, hey, keep up the good work, dude, you know. But, you know, just, you know, think about, like you said, you know, you out here trying to motivate the younger people coming up. You know, they hear all of that. That's where we got to, like, show them the right way and let them know we don't have to use, you know, all the different words to explain ourselves.
Exactly.
You know,
I respect
but other than
it.
That, keep up the good work, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem, man.
Take care.
You too, dude.
We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on chat. Hello, right. Caller, are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I am fine. This is Rachel. How are you?
Nice to meet you, Rachel. I'm great.
I'm not a big fan of rap. I listened to the last song, the song before the On the Water, and I liked that one. It just had a lot of cursing in it. And the one that we just played, On the Water, I like that everything that you're saying is crisp and clear. I can understand every word. That's what makes me a bigger fan of rap. I understand clearly everything you said, but I don't think there's no need for the, you know, the explicit lyrics. I think you're great enough that you don't even have to throw the cursing in there.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Continued success. I definitely see you rising to the top. I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a nice night.
You too, Rachel. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, Trev. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I look forward to Fridays to listen to the artist. And I must say that I'm listening tonight, and I'm a fan, just not a fan of the person. With all the artists, the up-and-coming artists that are coming out nowadays, I think that if there was less explicit language, then you'll probably draw the younger crowd and the older crowd, because the older crowd will then share the music, you know, because it can hit home to a lot of people. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, would you like if we play you a song that don't got no curses?
That would be nice. Yes.
Very light.
That would be nice. That would be nice.
Very light. We'll probably throw on Zombie King for you tonight.
Okay. Yeah, something without, I mean, I have children, so I'd like to be able to, you know, hear a song.
It has a little bit, but it's not raw cursing.
It's not raw like what I've been hearing?
Yeah, it's light, it's PG-13.
Okay, as long as it's PG-13 with Ann, because then I could share it with my son, you know.
Okay, all right.
I don't like to play the music and then I have to turn it off because, you know, my kids are in the car.
I put out both albums. Like, what I do is I do a parental advisory album, but I also do a clean edited album. So every time I drop an album, I always drop a clean version, and I always drop a one that has parental advisories. But right now, in this new project upcoming, we're just trying to do all clean because we want to do really radio ready music.
Right, definitely. And I think that's a smart thing to do. But my next question for you is, why is it so much cursing?
At the time, it's just the vibes. Like, at the time, all the music that's being played right now, it's music when I first started rapping. And at the time, I really had no direction. And then I met my manager, and my manager, he was actually real religious, and he ended up telling me, like, you know, if we clean it up a little bit, we make it commercial, we could really go far. And that's what we started doing. Right now, we actually started doing clean versions and tracks for the hood where who people want to hear, you know, underground music as well, yes.
Okay. I agree with the manager because
where you guys from?
Nowadays, I'm from Long Island.
All right. Shout out to Long Island.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Word.
You. No, I definitely agree with the manager because we have enough music that's out there already that's very explicit, you know. But I think that when you have someone, you know, newer to the scene like yourself and you're reaching different countries and different states, you know, you wanna make sure that you can play something or do something that everyone can listen to. So this way it's inspirational kind of for everyone. You know, they want to hear the truth and they want to hear it raw. They don't want to hear it raw and explicit. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So
I agree with you 100%.
I think that the music is good. I think the music is definitely good and I think you're going to go far. Just, you know, not so much person and you're definitely doing a great job.
Thank you so much. Can I hear you scream zombies?
Say it again.
you gotta say zombies.
Zombies. Okay. Look,
right.
let me hear the version first and then I'll come back on and scream zombie. How about that?
I bet, got you.
All right, sounds good. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Welcome.
Take care, Rachel. That was Kim.
Yeah, that was Kim. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna see if my switchboard operator could get the zombies real fast. But I don't think it's in the studio. Got to pull up in the studio. So my switchboard operator, listen, if you could get zombies real fast, get it for me. We're gonna do a little override. We can go a little over. So we feel like the people here are zombies for Trev, honey. But Trev, let me ask you, what's the worst thing about being an up-and-coming artist?
The worst thing about being up-and-coming artist for me is that there's so many rappers now that give us a bad name. And actually right now, you know, a lot of rappers right now is just riding on other people's waves. They see a style, they jump on it, they want to keep rapping like the next style. Like right now, everybody sound like Meek Mill. And to me, like, when Drake first came out, everybody sounded like Drake. And I kept telling people, like, you know, stay original, stay with your sound, stay how you rap, this is you, how you get down, forget they flow. And I get a lot of love from upcoming rappers, and I do a lot of networking. But for us, it's like, I feel like we're underrated. I feel like these labels need to reach out to these underground rappers and say, hey, look, these dudes is really on the come up, they make great music. And it's not just me, there's a lot of people that make great music that are underrated, and I feel like we all need that light, and you know, we need that shine, and I know the people that are hungry for it are gonna grab it and run for it, but I feel like I'm one of them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
all right.
No, I'm hearing, I'm listening to you.
Oh. Now, as far as you having your stuff on iTunes, do you feel that's a better progress than having a record label? Considering the fact, you know, you get your own money, or do you feel like the record label would be a better advantage for you?
Right now, I got my music on iTunes. It's doing great. I feel like the record label will be great as well, because what happens is you get more publicity, you get more promotion, you get more shows to get done. You're really on a schedule. And right now, we just put in our own footwork and our groundwork, and it's great. Because we got everything organized and we got videos coming. And, you know, as long as progress is progress, I'm happy. But
now,
the labels...
Go ahead.
For me, the labels could make more progress.
Now, as far as the manager...
Yes.
Now, you was doing it solo for a while, but then you decided to get a manager.
I'll tell you the truth. I was selling CDs in Manhattan on the corner, And I was doing it on the corner with one of my bros, and I met my manager on the corner. He came up to me. He said, "Hey, let me hear you spit." And I just started spitting right there. I just went in. And he was like, "Wow, I love your music. Like, I never hear anybody spit and me just like them automatically." I ended up putting two CDs in his hand, and he gave me $20. And he was like, "Yo, if I like your music, I'm going to call you in the morning and have you and put you on a train to Baltimore." And he called me in the morning. He was like, "I love your music. I got a train ticket for you to head out to Baltimore. We're going to be there for 3 months, and then after that, we're going to Indianapolis." And then I was there for 3 months. We grinded out. We made a lot of songs. We made a lot of progress. We printed a lot of CDs. Next thing you know, we're in Indianapolis, and then next thing you know, we're traveling around the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he was a believer.
Go ahead.
You know, he wasn't just, he was a believer. He met me just like everybody else met me, straight in the street doing what I do.
So now, because I hear a lot of people talk about the cursing on your CDs and everything.
Yeah.
So is this new CD you got coming out, is profanity on it as well? Or is it not that much profanity?
No, no. It don't have no, it has a little bit, like I use the N-word a little bit. But on the clean version, it doesn't have that. But other than, like, curses, like mean curses, nah, you don't have none of that on it.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. So let me ask you, because I want to get Zombie, so we're working on that. But until we get Zombie, what I want you to do is just give everybody your information right now.
All right, everybody can look me up on Facebook. My name is @MeTravHunted. My Twitter, TravHunted ZNR. You could check me out on my Instagram, TravHunted_ZNR. You could go up to my website, ZombieNationRecords.com. You could check out me and my brother, Moet Santana. You guys could check out his new mixtape coming out called Under Surveillance. You could also look out for my new mixtape called From New York to Cali. And everybody hit me up. Hit me up on my jack, 718-730-4921. Holla at me.
No doubt. Now, The Zombie song you're talking about. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Zombie song is a straight shout out for all my zombies. My team, the original team that started it, is from Westchester. My brother Ray, shout out to my brother Ray, my brother Ryan, my brother Mark. You know, rest in peace. We here with you, bro. And they started the movement. They spread it out to the whole nation. We scream zombies all day. They actually organized, and they have zombie wifey weekends and zombie life and they do all that. They do it real. They brothers, and I came up with the song because I wanted to shout out my fam and the people that support me every day. So that song right there is for my brothers, and they bump it hard. But also my sisters, because I have a female street team in Limpopo, Africa. My girl Roseanne, she's the leader of it, and Deidre, and they killing it out there for me.
Now, I see you also came in a third place of Hip Hop 16 finalist.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I came in third place with Hip Hop 16 bars. I did two songs. I did a song called Lady Liberty, which is about the Statue of Liberty. And I did a song called, actually I did Underwater. And Rock Logic, he's the one who did the song Shake What Your Mama Gave You. And he's been traveling all around the nation playing those two songs. He came up to me after the show. He was just like, "Yo, Trav, you nice, my dude. And I love your flow, and you're so confident on stage. And you just bring that persona that persona that people want to know who you are. People want to deal with you. People want to work with you." I do collabs with people all over the world. I don't discriminate on nobody. And when I won that, I actually was blessed. That was the first award I ever won. That was the first year I ever started rapping as well. And I felt like it was progress.
All right. Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into your Zombie track. Let everybody hear that. So I want you to introduce that next song.
The next track is called Zombie King by your boy Trav Hunted. You already know we on GQ Palace Radio, and we getting it in.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Prima donnas, stay front. Cause they see a nigga up and they ain't doing none. How you getting money, but you ain't got no hope. Everything I write, realest shit I ever wrote. Ho, let me bring it back to how I came up. Before internet had my name up. Before this rap game whipped the cane up.
Zombie Nation.
Big Knot, ha, 8 bombs. 357, Nate Palms. Limousine, cake long. Slim to your pockets, put some weight on. No lifestyle with my shades on. Fantastic in the booth, flame on. I see you hating, hate on. Not fazed by your height, nigga, stay calm. Life like a rebel, hand on the metal, foot on the pedal. And for less, I will settle. I'm trying to shine like the roller with the bezel. I got the green, smoking on the purple. What goes around comes around like a circle. Money stack, ball around like a gerbil. Y'all too slow, y'all remind me of some turtles. I'm nice, she bad. You think you hot cause you let your pants sag. My flights. Like swag, but baby, I'm first class. Got swag, my dude, I'm first class. My fights, remember, they too fast. You think you hot cause you let your pants sag. I'm nice, nigga, you trash.
Wow, wow. So, Brad,
yo.
I'm feeling that joint too. So you definitely doing it.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Well, right now when my lines is flooded, we have a bunch of new callers calling in because we have one of the biggest female promoters coming on, Latonya Hubbard, and she's going to be giving away tickets to this event she got going on featuring Kid Capri. So what I want you to do one more time is give everybody your information, and you can also stay on the line and try to win the tickets as well. But give everybody your information one more time.
Yo, my Twitter, TravHunterZNR. My Instagram, TravHunter_ZNR. You can holler at me on my Facebook, add me, TravHunter. I also got my fan page, TravHunter. You can check me out on ReverbNation.com/TravHunter. You can go on iTunes and search TravHunter. ZombieNationRecords.com. You can hit me up on my Jack, 718-730-4921. Holla at your boy. I don't discriminate. I pick up every call. And my girl not jealous. Shout out to GQ Radio. Shout out to Rich Money, you already know I appreciate everything. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling in. Holla at your boy. Shout out to the Zombies, too.
For sure. Shout out to the Zombies. And you know you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Thank you.
All right. TravHunter, Dogs and Demons. All right, what we're going to do, since we went over a little, we're going to go to the next song. What we're going to do is we're going to bring Latonya Hubbard in. She's one of the biggest female promoters in NYC. She got her entertainment, and she's doing big things. So we're going to bring her on right now, Latonya Hubbard, Dons and Divas. I hope I'm saying your name right. I don't want you to catch me in the long run. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, am I saying your name right?
Yes, it is. That's fine.
Oh, okay. catch me on the run later and everything. But I really want to thank you for joining us. You know, I know you're doing a lot of things. You got a lot of things going on right now.
Yes, I do. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, let the listeners know a little bit about you, let them know everything that's going on.
Well, you know, I just recently started LH Entertainment this last year. We had the big party that you came to, actually, that was supposed to be Jim Jones, but, you know, he didn't come due to the scheduling issues. So we had Maino. Maino came out, and he turned it up. I took a little bit of a break, and now I'm coming back. I'm teaming up with Will Thomas and Team New Movement and my partner, DJ Tony York, and we got some stuff planned for you this year.
Okay. Now, you, I'm going to say you is one of the biggest female promoters in NYC.
Thank you. I try.
Do you feel it's hard for you to be a female promoter due to the fact that you got so many male promoters out here?
I'm not necessarily sure if it's the fact that it's got anything to do with the male promoters. It's just a little bit harder as a woman because, you know, with guys, it's like, oh, I'll come to your party, you know, if you want to holler and stuff like that. And it's kind of hard to, like, keep blowing people off and try to just get strictly business and not business and pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get back to the party, but I also want to get into your entertainment. I think
yes.
It's LH Entertainment?
LH, yes.
Tell us about that.
Excuse me?
Tell us about LH Entertainment.
Oh, well, you know, we do a lot of parties. People hire us to do their events. I also do private parties. We have our own sets of bartenders, securities, DJs, and everything, and we go out. And if you need promotions, we promote it. If you just need us to handle your events as far as, you know, with our bartending staff or our DJs, our promoters, we do all of that, too.
Okay. Now, what actually made you want to start this entertainment?
Excuse me? What made you want to start it?
What made you want to start the entertainment?
You know, I'm getting older. I've been bartending for about 13 years, and I'm just tired. I'd rather get into the party aspect. Financially, it's definitely better for me. And with the connections that I've made from bartending over the years, it's very beneficial for me.
Okay. Now, you're doing a promotion. You're doing the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance everything out?
I don't know. You know what? It's not that bad. I normally don't sleep too much because I'm always, you know, here and there. I'm trying to be at every party, getting myself out there, putting our promotions out there. It's pretty smooth, though. It's pretty smooth.
Okay. Now, do you feel like the promotional or either the entertainment is something that you can make a career out of?
If it's done correctly and you have the right people behind you, yes.
Okay. Now, how do you boil down to trust in these people? You know, is it somebody, because I know as far as being a promoter, you know, you gotta get the spot. You got to go through the situations. You got to find out about the door. Then you got to give tickets out to certain people to sell for you. How do you base your trust around the people you're giving their tickets to, as well as your money to bring
well,
it back and have that trust in it?
Well, the people that I work with, I've worked with for a very long time. So we have an ongoing trust. And, I mean, we do regulate tickets and stuff like that as well. And, you know, our tickets have to be returned back to us by a certain time. If they're not and they're out there, they're usually numbered. And if you come to the club with tickets that are not accounted for, then they're not mm-hmm. honored.
Oh, okay. Well, my line is flooded. Now, I know you're giving away tickets.
Yes.
So, since I have to ask a question, I'm going to ask the people, which I'll run it back over and over again.
Okay.
The question is, who was the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio? So you might be holding those tickets. Cause
okay.
I mean the first pioneer artist. Now, we don't have the Force and D's on. We don't have Super Lover C, Casanova Rudd on. We don't have Grandmaster Cash. We don't have L.A. Sunshine. We had the Old Day, the Delphonics, the Manhattans, Grand Poobah, Cuban Link.
Okay.
So, who was actually the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio? So, if somebody could answer that question, they could get the ticket.
They get the tickets. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because, you know, not only you, a couple of other promoters come on, like Swagger, you give away tickets as well and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, try not to give them nothing easy, you know. But like I said, it got more people calling in. Who was the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio to win tickets to LaTanya's Hubbard event featuring Kid Capri? You think that's too hard? If you want to change it up, you can change it up, LaTanya. If you think it's too hard for them, you know.
You know what? I don't even know the answer to that question, so I'm going to wait and see if anybody else knows.
Yeah, because I know who it is. If my switchboard operator is listening to me right now, get in touch with LaTanya and let her know who was the first pioneer on GQ Palace Radio to win the tickets. All right? Like I explained, more people calling in now. I could narrow it down for them if you want me to, LaTanya. I'll narrow it down for them. That's
okay, good. We want to get these tickets away because this party is going to be crazy. We don't want to miss it.
Okay. I'm going to give y'all five choices. You could go with, let me see, L.A. Sunshine, Grand Poobah, Cuban Link, Super Lover C, Casanova Rudd. Who else could I say? Mixmaster Ice. He's also one. So if you get one of those, if you could tell us which one of those was the first artist, the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio, you win a ticket. But let's get back to you, John.
Yes.
Now, do you feel like the promotional thing is for somebody that's in a relationship?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was doing parties actually with my my now recently ex, and it just wasn't good for us. At one point, we couldn't even be in a club together.
Wow. So did it come down to, you know, the jealousy thing? Because I know, I couldn't see a female promoter at first, but then I'm looking, I'm like, there's so many female promoters out here, knowing that the guys, so many females come at them. And for the females, I know y'all got guys coming at y'all.
Uh-huh.
So I figure, you know, it boils down to a trust thing maybe in that situation.
You know what, sometimes, but for the most part, but you know, sometimes, I mean, and I'm going from my own personal experience, people tend to cross the line, whether you want them to or not, and it's just how you handle it. Me, I choose to be more professional with how I deal with things, but my ex, he wasn't that way, you know. It was I'm just going to say what they want me to say and act how they want me to act because they give me money, and with me, it's not a money issue. It's a respect thing, and sometimes when you cross that line, people expect you to do it all the time, and when you don't, then you get the people that don't want to come to your shows anymore because you're promising them things and then they never get it. So I choose to be upfront with people and just let them know what it is, and you want to party with me, then we can party. If you don't, hey, maybe I'll see you somewhere else.
Okay. We actually have a call on the line. We're going to bring them on real fast.
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there? Oh, well, I guess they're not there. Well, if you're there, call back and I'll get back to you. But, oh my God. Okay, let me say this one more time. To win the tickets, because I know that's why somebody just going crazy, you have to guess the first pioneer that was on GQ Palace Radio. Now, you got to help me remember this, LaTanya, because I can't remember. There's so many. But I'm going to narrow it down to five. I think it was Grandmaster Caz, Super Lover C, Cuban Links, Grand Poobah, and L.A. Sunshine. That's where we're going. All right? We have a caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
You have one of the biggest female promoters on the line, LaTanya Hubbard.
That's what's going on, a female. Yay.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Now, are you calling to ask her a question or are you calling to win tickets?
Win tickets.
Or both. Oh, you know, you can ask her a question too. Okay. This is the thing here.
You said that you've been a bartender for, 13 years?
Yes.
I mean, is it very... So you bartending, promoting,
And what other 50 other things did you say you were doing?
Well, we have our own DJs and we have our own promoters as well. I mean, excuse me, our own, we have sub-promoters who basically distribute our tickets and our flyers and stuff like that, and we have our own security.
Wow, that's great. That is great. And so how long have you been doing this?
Only about a year, actually.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I've been.
It sounds like that you more experienced than a year.
Good.
I've got a few years under your belt.
You know what? I'm just really obsessive compulsive, and it's just like I have to have everything like in order. So I've been working at it. And
okay. And I'm sure it takes work, hard work. Right. Okay. So
You want to try to win your tickets? Okay, this is the question. Who was the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio? Narrow it down to five. You got Grandmaster Cash, you got Super Lover C, you got Grand Poobah, Cuban Link, and L.A. Sunshine.
L.A. Sunshine.
Wrong. No. Wow. Now, I'm going to make it a little easier for y'all. If y'all want to go in the archive, you could go all the way to the first show, and you can see. But nope, L.A. Sunshine. So now we narrow it down to four, right, LaTanya?
Yes.
Okay, so now we narrow it down to four, okay? But thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. We have another caller. We're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Kia.
Hey, Kia, are you calling to win tickets? Or are you calling to ask a question?
Not really, but I'll try to win tickets because I wouldn't know the answer, but I'm a guest. So I just want to go to the part where I heard, you know, you were talking about, you know, you were in the business together with your partner, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I love that statement you said about it's not all about the money.
Yes.
Because it's all about the respect.
Yes.
I agree with you. You know, when it's coming from a woman's, especially us black women, because I'm in corporate America. You know what? It's all about the respect. I feel like about that money. You want somebody to respect you. You're not going to sit up here and I'm like, wow. See, if everybody did what you did, it'd be much better.
You're right.
Because it ain't all about lying to somebody and got to be fronting and everything. Nobody want all that no more.
Yeah, that's true.
You being real and be up front, doing your business, doing what you got to do. You don't have to worry about what the naysayers are saying, but you're doing you.
Yeah, you're right.
I agree with you.
I love you already. Oh, my God.
I agree with you 100%, but when you said that, I was like, good. Now, and it's so bad, you go a year and he may be doing whatever, look how much you'll be better off than what he's doing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You
I
know,
agree
the
with
difference
that.
Now is that his parties have 200 people, mine's have 1,000 plus.
Right. Because it's not all about cutting voting for some money. It's not all about the money.
It's
all about the respect, because I want respect. You're not going to just say something and expect me to give you a false or a fake answer just to make it look good. No. That's why I come. Women like us, we know how to spot it out real quick. I'm sorry. We know how to spot it, because I know how to spot it real quick. Because I'm not all about, that money is not really going to be there, but that respect going to go a long way.
You are absolutely right.
I agree. Ooh, I was like, ooh, I like her. You said it. I was like, wow, that's exactly it.
See, I'm doing the womanly love here. This is what I'm talking about. See, these
that's
are the types of people that I like to be surrounded by.
Exactly. Me too. I do too, because when you said that, I was like, wow, if I was to be in here for a year, just a year, you had to keep it in here for like 10 years and only a year.
We're going to give you some tickets just because I like you.
Oh, so you're going to give Kia tickets because
we're going to give Kia tickets. We're going to give Kia tickets too.
Oh, wow.
I like you. As soon as I heard you make that statement, because everybody thinks we got to make money. We got to cut somebody else's throat and make their money. We got to step over our own. I like you.
Oh, all right. So, Kia, you won tickets just by talking.
Girl, you know, since I got your back. Well, I love a strong black woman. See, we got to sit together.
Yes,
we gotta let these guys. We gotta let these guys know we don't. Yeah, I agree with you 100% when you made that statement.
Thank you.
Respect.
Well, Kia, we're gonna. I need you to stay on the line. Get in touch with the switchboard operator. Unless you have any more questions you'd like to ask.
No, I just wish, you know what, even if it's a year, I wish you much success. And like you said, it's this, and I'm quite sure in that business you're doing, especially when you see all the media, all the stuff going on, everybody cutting everybody, stepping on everybody's toes. But you're right. Respect goes a long way.
That money will
come at a later time. It will be
sure
there.
Will.
It's not going nowhere. But that respect, you're going to get respect. Somebody going to respect you when you... That's only about me. I want respect. I care less about anything else, but you want to respect me.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
I wish you much success in this and everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kia, hold on the line here.
Okay.
We have another caller.
I like her. She's spicy.
Oh, yes, she is very spicy. She's very spicy. Let's bring on another caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just want to commend the lady on, you know, her good work and, you know, like putting her business first before pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's up, though.
Okay, are you also calling to win tickets or ask more
questions? Yo, you know I am, man. I've tried to anyway.
Okay, here's the question. Narrow down to four. Who was the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio? Grandmaster Cash, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, Grand Poobah, or Cuban Link?
Cuban Link.
Wrong.
Oh, man. You ain't give me time to go back all the way through the archives, but it's all good.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll give you time. If nobody else wins, you can go to the archives, check it out, and call back.
All right. That's what's up, my man.
Right.
And Miss Lady, right, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Hello?
Okay, so now we down to three, right?
Fire. Yep, we down to three. Who he just said? He just said Cuban Link, right?
He said, no. Yes, he did, yes.
Okay, so we down to Grand Poobah. Grandmaster Cash. Then before we go any further, my switchboard operator did get in contact with you, right?
Yes, and I actually guessed the question, and I got it right. Surprisingly, I guessed. I got it right.
Okay.
Yes.
We have another call on the line. Let me bring them on, because I would like to finish, you know, ask you a couple of questions. hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, yes, you on the air.
Hi, this is Annie from Long Island. What's up?
Hey, Annie, how
hello.
Are you?
I'm all right. I'm trying to win tickets to the party or whatever it is we might be going to.
Yeah. it's a party.
Okay.
You have any questions for Latanya before we give away the tickets?
I don't have any questions. I have a compliment. I admire her work. I have a sister that's a bartender, and I know nothing about it. But I did try it one time, but it didn't work out. I admire her, you know, that she could do all that. It's a very busy thing. And, promote the parties. I admire you, lady. You big girl.
You. Thank you.
Okay. To win the tickets. Who am I speaking to again? Who are we speaking
Annie.
To?
This is Annie,
Annie
from Long Island.
Okay.
Annie.
We narrowed down to three, so you're getting close now. Who was the first pioneer artist on GQ Palace Radio? Grandmaster Cash, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, or Grand Poobah?
Super Lover C and Casanova.
Okay.
Oh, you won the ticket. They was actually the first artist on GQ Palace Radio when it first came out. Annie, is there anything else you want to ask? You can stay on the line. I think you get two tickets, right, Latanya?
Yes.
Two?
Two.
Yes.
Two
great,
tickets.
great. Thank you so much. I'm so happy. No, there's nothing else I want to say, but thank you.
All right. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. My lines are getting flooded like crazy.
I like that. My fellow Long Islander. Okay.
Oh, okay. Now, Latonya, let me ask you, have you ever came across the fact of, oh my gosh, is being like a jealousy thing or anything like that?
Yes.
Dealing with your promotion?
Yeah.
And how did you handle that situation?
I handle it, I guess you mean with, as far as me or him?
As far as you, you know, you got the female promoter as well. But then you got some people that get jealous because your event is reaching capacity, but their event is not on that same level. So you got people that are also kind of jealous. How did you deal with that situation?
Well, you know what? I don't concentrate too much on other people's parties. I try to make sure that I give the best party that I can give for what and I try to give people what they pay for. You know what I mean? I'm not jealous of anything. I mean, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. There's always somebody better. You know, whatever we think we did wrong, we'll try again next time.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what's the worst thing and the best thing about being a promoter?
Well, the best thing, I don't know. For me, anyway, I just enjoy giving a great party and seeing people have fun. And because I'm a bartender, I just love to watch people get drunk. The worst thing, I mean, of course, you go out and you give it your all and you throw a party and 10 people come, you know? I mean, but like I said, it is what it is. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It's a part of the game.
Now, you got this big event coming up with Kid Capri. You have the thing with Jim Jones. And
yes.
Tell us what other events you have coming up and let them know what other events you did and let them know about your, you know, the scale parties, the dress codes. Let them know all that.
Well, our parties are actually 30 and over. Well, we try to do like 25, 30 and over. We do like an upscale, grown and sexy. No, I mean, it's pretty casual. No shorts and all that. You don't want your pants sagging and all that stuff. But, you know, we did do the party with Jim Jones at Barrington's. I did a few comedy shows, actually, until recently, and I branched off into the bigger parties with artists. My birthday party's coming up in May. I'm having at Love Jones Cafe in Baldwin. I'm trying to do an artist. I'm looking at...
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world.
Go ahead. I
was saying that my birthday party's coming up in May. I'm having it Thursday, May 9th at Love Jones Cafe. I'm looking at two or three different artists right now. I don't have one booked as of yet. Most likely I'm going towards Horace Brown. Yeah, so like I'm moving towards the artist aspect now as opposed to just regular normal parties.
Now, what actually made you get involved with this whole?
What made me get involved with promotions or the artist?
Yeah, what actually made you get involved with the whole promotional, the entertainment, the artist? What actually gave you that drive when you felt like, okay, this is something I need to start doing? What actually made you get involved with it?
I'm trying to retire from being behind the bar. I'm tired of getting cursed out, drinks thrown in my face, and people angry with me because their drink don't have enough liquor in it.
Oh man!
I'm wow. 35. You know, I think I'm gonna be 35 next month in May. So you know, it's just like, all right, do I really want to be a 40-year-old bartender? No, I don't think so. So I need to look at other things.
Oh, okay. Well, what I want you to do, because we have another segment coming up. You know, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Why I am? It's never a problem. All you gotta do is call and be like, yes. Rich, I'm pretty sure you know Lavina, I want to go on the air, it's no problem. But I want you to give them all your information, all your parties you got coming up. Let them know everything.
Okay, well, right now, the next party that I have up is going to be April 6th. It's a day party at Club Glass in Queens. We're having Kid Capri. It's going to be crazy. The last party we did on March 9th, we had Little Kim, and, I mean, we had to close the doors down. After that, I'm having my birthday party, which is May 9th. It's actually a Thursday. I Love Jones Cafe in Baldwin on Long Island. And if you want to contact me, my phone's always available. My number is 516-717-9171. I always answer my phone. You can hit me up on Instagram. I'm Latonya, LATONIA, 515. And or Facebook. My name is Latonya Hubbard.
All right. And you know what? Congratulations to the winner,
Latonya.
Thank you. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetie, anytime.
No, thank you. You know, Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. All you got to do is call.
Okay.
I don't care when it is. Just call and let us know.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Natalia Hubbard, Dodge and Divas. All right. Coming up next, we have one of the biggest pioneers in the building, my man Silver Fox. I also want to give congratulations to the two callers that called and won the tickets for LaTanya's event going on April 6th with Kid Capri. But what we're going to do right now, since we went a little over, we ain't even going to play a song. What we're going to do, we're going to bring my man Silver Fox right on in the building. Silver Fox, welcome to the show.
Yeah, let me in, man. Let me in.
You in. What's going on?
Hey, chill. Let me in the building.
No doubt. Yo, Silver
Fox in the house.
For sure. You know, I want to thank you. It's definitely an honor having you on.
Yeah, I don't mind going over, man. I could listen to Rubina all day. Okay, Miss Hubbard. Okay, Miss Hubbard, giving out your phone number and all of that. All right. You know, my phone, my line is always open. All right. It won't be after the night, though. But nah, I'm just joking, though. That's a good thing. That's how you do it. That's how I do with my number, you know what I mean? I try to be open to all my fam and all my people, and you know what I mean? That's how we poly, you know what I mean?
Even though
I got management, but you know. So how you doing, brother? How you doing over there?
I can't call it. I might spoil it, you know?
That's what's up. I like to start out sessions like that by going, yo, what up? Silver Fox in the building. Boom, and then we in there.
No doubt. Now, let everybody know, how did you come up with your name, Silver Fox?
Silver Fox. You know what? Back in the day, and I ain't going to say how long. Well, I am, man. Back in the 70s, it was like, you know, everybody had names. You know, it was the cool cat and this and that. And at first, my name used to be McCool. And McCool was from a cartoon, it's funny, like Cool, Matt Cool, that was the cartoon, but people don't know, it was from a cartoon, but then I had to kill him, you know, not kill him physically, but I had to eradicate that name, and you know, I like a whole lot of silver, I like silver, and back then, we was calling women like foxy ladies, you know what I mean? So then they were like, if I'm a fox lady, you a fox. And look at all that silver. You a silver fox. Like, wearing them numbers, you know. And then plus that year, Audi came out. It was the silver anniversary edition of an Audi. So, and it was a silver fox. I was like, that's my name. So from then on, that's who I've been.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually
now, what I'm saying. You was with the fan...
Okay.
The Fantasy 3.
Yeah, right. Fantasy 3. That's my group.
Go ahead.
No, you asked some questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did y'all perform that group? Let them know, you know, who was in the group and how did you perform it and how did y'all actually get started and everything.
Okay, that sounds good. I was doing my little solo thing. I was out in Manhattan. I'm from Grant, by the way. Grant Houses, big up, 125th, Amsterdam. 1315 is in the building. Okay, so I'm from Grant, you know what I mean? And it's like I'm from the land of, like, the Fearless Four and, you know, Up the Block, Treacherous Three, and, you know, Ducky Fresh, all of them. So my brother, he was actually tight with Devastating Tito from Fearless Four. And with him, I got in tight with them, too, and they were actually helping me to progress in a lot of my rap styles and so forth. So, you know, yada, yada, and as we went off to the future, it's like my man Tito was like, hey, I got these two guys that want to make a record, and you know, they want to record, and I know you going solo and all of that, so you know, why don't you get with these guys, man? They some good guys, yada yada. So I got with them, I talked with them, and we actually saw that we could be good friends because they all from the neighborhood. My man Charlie Rock, I gotta say that, Charlie Rock Jimenez. He's from 134th Street and Amsterdam, up the hill. Well, La Familia. So, Donia Tami, Familia. I got to say that too, Mi Familia. Yeah, Plata de Lobos in the casa, you know what I'm saying? Silver Fox in the house. And my man Larry D, he's from 125th Street, like Old Broadway. So Larry D, and he's the guy that taught me my Spanish, too. But my man Larry D. Yeah, because, you know, I was a parent. I was like, yo, man, why you always talking Spanish around me? I don't know what you're saying. So every time somebody says something in Spanish, he'd say it in English. But, you know, his thing, Larry D, was like, yo, I'm only going to tell you once. So I better memorize it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't speak myself.
So, you know, I started learning my Spanish and stuff. So we got to be really tight as guys. You know, we sat down. We worked on some stuff, and we had a demo. And our demo, we started trying to shop it around, but it wasn't really like going no place, you know what I mean? So we talked with my man up the hill, again, La Familia, my man Julio Gina, and he decided that he wanted to form, you know, that he wanted to produce us, put us back in the studio where we could record it nice and clean. So then we're thinking of a name, you know. At first we was, you know, it's like I didn't really pick Spanish 3, but it's okay, wow. It's our name. So it's like, you know, it was a name that we all agreed upon, so we came out with that. And so then our first record, we went on Specific Records. We were actually had our own label, but then there was a guy named Clark J on Specific Records that wanted to actually promote it, actually to put it out there. Now, if it wasn't for Devastating Tito from Phyllis Ford, it wasn't going to be in the Fantasy 3. And then that also brought Master OC, who actually did a lot of the production on this, you know, for that B-side, which is the killer side. So Master OC from Phyllis Ford, big up to him. He's in Puerto Rico right now. That's mi hermano, you know what I'm saying? So it's like we had some good people working with us. We also had Pumpkin. I was working with Pumpkin, like, hand-to-hand. Pumpkin is best known for, like, Pumpkin and the All-Stars, King of the Bee, Enjoy Records. He did all of that stuff for Spoonie, that Spoonie G love rap. He did that. He did a bunch of stuff, man. The guy was very prolific. He played all the instruments on that. And so we came out with It's Your Rock, which was 1983. And which was quite a while ago. So that was 1983. We came out with It's Your Rock. And phenomenally, you know, it started hitting all through New York, and it's being played on BLS and HBI, and, you know, it was a Zulu theme song. You know what I mean? It was like, that's the music I should have sent you to. You know what I mean? So you have to play that.
Man,
but, you know, that's what's up. But I'm thinking that all the real people got it. No, I'm kidding. But I'm like, you know, so I was like, yeah, okay. You know, we got that record. We came out. It's Your Rock. It's hitting. It's our first record. And then a crew of, you know, that we all know, the Crash Crew, they came out with a song that was similar to ours, which was called On the Radio. You know, they crashed. I even let you all know the title. You know. No, it's not with animosity. It's just we can't.
Yeah,
just,
I don't believe
let's put it back.
We're talking about things, you know.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I'm just recanting history. That's so I'm just going back into time and seeing what happened. And so they came up with this record that was similar to ours, which me at that time, I was very very upset. So I'm all across the radio and I'm dissing them and all of this. So now I sit my guys down, me, Charlie Rock, I'm going to say his name again, Larry D, those my people, I love them boys. And we sat down and we wanted to retaliate, but we did it on wax. We did Biters in the City. And we were really upset with Specific Records because we're trying to figure out how did some of our music wind up in somebody else's hands. So now we formulated our own record, right, which is called CCL Records. And so CCL Records was based on 134th Street in Manhattan, and right across from Manhattanville. And we just formed our own record label. We did CCL Records, and we came out with Vitus in the City, which was pretty good. Because, you know, we started ripping through them. And we did a lot of shows, Funhouse, Leviticus, the Roxy, Broadway International, which is actually where we had a battle with the Crash Crew. We were battling. They dubbed it The War in 84. So it was like 1984, Broadway International. there was a lot of heads there, you know, flashing and was there. I had Master OC doing the cuts for us. It was nice. I mean, it was a nice size crowd, big battle, hip hop, b boy. You know what I mean? Break dances, all of that up in effect. You know what I mean? Yeah. At the end of that, we tussled a little bit. You know, it's just the sign of the times. It's a good thing nobody got shot, you know, because we wasn't on that. We were picking our hands up, talking about, yeah, let's do this, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Yeah, but you didn't have to worry about all that.
That's right. It's like, yo, we come out of there, we get bruised, all right, we could do this another day. Or we dissing on the mic, you know, that was our way. That's where hip-hop, you know, that's where it came from, man. We was getting loose, all of pent-up aggravation, pent-up hostilities and signs of the times. And the things that we're seeing, that people acting like it's not going down, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Things like the message, you know, things. There's a lot of statements that have been going down in hip-hop, you know what I mean, that edge the way. You know, it's like, yeah, here go that step that you're going to climb. So here we did Biters in the City, you know, which was cool. Then we did a song called Summer, and that was actually just to go off and to do something different. And the thing was that I was mostly the writer of the group, but at that time I didn't really feel. I started losing my thing for writing as far as to write for a group. You know, I wanted us all to just put some stuff to the table and we do our thing. So it's like, you know, I wasn't like, my mind was on something else, you know what I mean? So I'm doing Summer, and we did the Buck Stop Hair, and a group disbanded in 1985. And from there, I went to Atlantic City. So that's the first group that I was with, Fantasy 3, which everyone knows.
Okay. But you know what I want to do? Yeah. My lines is flooded. When I say flooded, they are flooded. So I want to get into one of your joints right now.
Okay.
The Mist.
All right. Well, yeah. Before you get to that, let me just say where it comes from. You know, The Mist, I'm up in L.A. I'm up in California. And that is actually a good production by my man, John Schaff. You know what I mean? A.K.A., you know, Johnny J.P., John Schaff. I was going to say his name, but he's like, I'm going to keep throwing my government name out there. Nah, you don't know. That's my dude.
So no, John Schaff. You're listening because the lines is flooded.
No doubt. I told him. He know. He's like, yeah, he already won. He already said, yo, because that's my partner. You know what I mean? That's my man. And so he only cat that could give me a warning. But, you know, so anyway, John Schaff, production extraordinaire, Soundboy Killer production, you know what I mean? From All That, that's spelled DAT Entertainment, which is based up in L.A., and you can find him too, John Schaff. He's on Facebook. He's on my Facebook. He produced this one. It's The Mist. It's just to tell us tell. You know what I mean? Like sometimes we gotta go back and tell some stories. You know what I mean? And it's like not everything has always been told. So sometimes there's always a new way to tell it. You know what I mean?
And that one was good about music back then, because I told y'all stories and people listened, and you know what I mean? It wasn't no materialistic thing. You know, acting like you're selling drugs and you a gangster and you go to Catholic school. You know what I'm saying? So
that's when it was fun, man. We having fun with hip hop, and we trying to teach people so they could teach us. There's a saying, man: each one teach one, each one reach one. It's like as I'm teaching you, you reaching for somebody else so that you can teach them the lessons that you've been taught. You know, so it carries down. But if you got the wrong message that you teaching, if I'm, you know what I mean, then they passing that down, and then that gets passed down. Oh my goodness, it's like, you know, you keep that wrong message going, and there's no way to change. You're just stuck in that negative zone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know. Mm-hmm. Now believe me, I could get grimy. I mean, I ain't saying that I don't have some grimy, you know, little hip hop stuff like that. But I'm not trying to tell people, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like I'm not trying to push my values like that upon people. I want to push something else. I mean, I'm grown. I got gratitude. I got a job. You know what I mean? So it's time for metamorphosis. It's time, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to do the same thing that I was doing in 1999, and it's 2018.
Exactly. Because all that's doing is repeating yourself.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. And this track here is a nice hot track. I like it. And everybody on their phones, whichever, you know what I mean, nod your head to this. It's called The Mist, produced by John Shaft. You know what I mean? But new music, Silver Fox in the building.
No doubt. No, ain't no more to be said. We get into that right now.
Ain't no more.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Misty out here, baby. Misty. Ain't seen your stories, baby. Like a snoocher. You know, like you can't see. It's like a cloud of smoke, baby. Twist through the mist. That's right. Walk with me. That's right. Yo, her name is Kate. She was 8 years old in the third grade. Hearing brains and for rest, and after school, she don't play. Every day, mama's boyfriend will pick her up in a Chevrolet and touch her up in the wrong way. The last thing she heard her mom say was, "Hey, K, while I'm working, you gotta behave and obey everything he say." As he click off the lights, pull down the shades on the bed she lays, eyes closed as she prays, "Dear God, take me away to a place where clouds are blue but never gray." Who is? Who cares? Who feels the tears of an 8-year-old living in fear, crying for mama but mom's not there? It's just him and the smell of fear in the air. While upstairs, gun in his mouth, ready to cap out, had his whole life mapped out till it got cracked out. Credit cards maxed out, bank account depleted. Wifey left him, said he had a habit, had to feed it. AIDS crap into your bloodstream and left your body a mess you can't digest. Mama lays your head in the breast, wipes the sweat from your brow, saying rest now, it's for the best now. Somehow you can't forget how that lifestyle got you taking your last breath, and you ain't even 20 yet. Didn't suspect, didn't expect it would be like this. The last thing you feel is your mom's kiss as you twist to the mist from uptown. Another body found in the dumpster, another youngster burnt beyond recognition. I told him it was the mother, but who listened? Until she confessed, she said she did it all cause she was stressed. Now tell me what's stress? That thing between angry and depressed. Make you wake up in the morning, beat your fist on your chest, walk out the door, put the walls in the hall so your hands bleed. For the whole world closing in, you can't breathe. Last thing you need is a baby crying. So you lash out for the blood gushing from his mouth. What you done did, killed your only kid. Look at your blood so fish, you going, "Oh, shh, no way out of this." You twist through the mist. On, thinking he could blast on anybody. Didn't last long, messed with the wrong somebody. When they found his body, he was in a fetal position. Ears was missing, cause he didn't listen. So he became an example or a symbol to the evil that men do, like they did Ken do. When she was just a baby, dressed her up like a lady. Now she's living shady, they call her crazy lady. I saw it all in my lifetime, been through a life of crime. Been in the wrong place at the right time, left good friends of mine behind. Now good friends of mine have been doing jail time since Melly Mel was singing White Lines. Go figure, do the math, but don't ask me no question. I saved the best for last, as a matter of fact, the blessing. What's the moral to the story? The moral is, there isn't. That's just how it is, just how it is. Now check this.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, fam. That's
no
what's up, fam.
No doubt, yo, that joint right there is fire. The lines is flooded. If you want to go on the air to speak to Silver Fox and you already on the line, you have to press 1 to go on the air. We actually have some callers for you. My lines is flooded. Also, if you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. We're going to bring on the first call. You ready to take some callers, Silver? Because we still got some other chat we're going to get into. But we're going to take some callers right now. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Everything is everything. Just wanted to call and say I enjoyed that track and keep up the good work.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Peace. Now, thanks for calling me.
Hold on. We got another caller. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on? You on the air with Silver Fox? You do college video?
Yo, Silver Fox, it's Jay Mack. All the way out in San Diego.
Jay Mack. San Diego.
Uh-huh.
This one of the guys I've been working with too, my man Jay Mack. You're gonna hear one of the songs that's on his on the mixtape with him. Matter of fact, when it's available on Dat Piff, Ride with
that's
a Star mixtape. Oh yeah.
That's right. I just wanna say that Silver Fox, you know what I mean, he's got a lot of play out here on the West Coast. I know he's doing it big out in New York right now, but you know, he's got love all the way out in the West Coast, so just want to give him a shout out right now, and I love the track "The Mist." That's actually my favorite Silver Fox track of all time. So
that's what I'm saying. I thank you for calling in, Jay Bank.
No doubt.
And I know that Motel California. Oh my God, he got this album. Motel California is out right now.
Yeah, thanks for the plug, homie. Thanks for the plug. Appreciate
I know
it.
You wasn't going to say it. I know it's my time, but I got to put you my peoples, man.
All right, Fox. You take care.
All right, thanks for calling in, brother.
No doubt. Stay on the line, Jay, because we got more fire from Silver Fox coming on, so make sure you tune in. All right.
That's what's
up. We have another caller for you, Silver. Hold on.
Yeah.
Get this caller on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'd like to give a shout out from New Jersey to Silver Fox.
That's what's up.
New Jersey.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes,
that's
ma'am.
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
Okay. Take care.
That's right.
Silver Fox. We'll be listening for
you
too. Okay.
I love you. Okay.
Love you too. Peace out.
Peace, mother. I love her. Well, would you believe? That's my mom right there. For all my family.
Oh, for
that
real?
Was my mother. That's real talk.
Oh, wow. I ain't know that was your mom. Oh, Mama
Sue.
Wow.
I love her, mom. She follows me. She follows my progress and my stuff around. She loves me. She holds it down for me. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. Shout out to Mama Duke. No doubt.
Shout out to Mark
Duke. We have another caller for you. We're going to bring him on.
That's what's up.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yo.
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Okay, so who is this? Yes, you're on the air.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Mikey D. Mikey D. Structure
in
the building.
G.
I had to tune in and check out my big brother Fox, man. Come on, man. Y'all already
that's
know.
What's that's what's up. You already know, little bro. You already know.
No doubt, man. I was checking out your songs, man. Word up. You still doing it. I'm proud of you. Always been proud of you. You was like one of those dudes when me and LL was coming up that we used to always look up to, man. And it's an honor to actually be able to talk to you, you know what I mean, and really kick it with you, man. Keep doing what
you
do, fam.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you too, Mikey D. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this for a long time, you know what I mean? Can't stop it. It's in my veins, in my brain. You know what I mean? Something I can't explain. I can't restrain.
No doubt.
Mikey D in the house, man.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You calling in, brother. You know we're going to do some work soon. You know we're going to do some work.
All most right. Definitely, man. Big Rich. You know how we do it, fam.
No doubt, no doubt. For sure. All
right, all right. Thanks for calling in, big brother.
No doubt, man. I'll holler at y'all. All right, peace.
All right.
All right. Got Mikey D calling in. What's up?
No,
I like you. I'm having fun with this one. Hey, y'all, keep dialing. Keep pressing one.
Wait, where did my caller go at? Okay, there you go. Hello, caller. You on the air?
Hey, how's it going, Silver Fox?
Face.
Hey, this is Mike C from Facebook, man. I'm always following you around, all your videos and your tunes.
No doubt, Mike C.
Hey, how's it going, man? Calling from Buffalo, New York, and what a treat. We got to hear some my boy J-Mac before there, too. So he's holding it down with his Motel California.
Yes, he is. Yeah, that's right, Mike C. My man follows me around on Facebook. Everybody, y'all know Facebook is hot, so just look for Silver Fox. Look for MC Silver Fox. Look in MC Silver Fox page. Look at my band page. Look in my friends. You'll see Silver Fox. I stay active with my people. My C could tell you, right?
That's you know it, I mean? Man. You're dropping all the videos and all the tunes all the time, and I've been following you and your whole crew all around, man, for the past year or so. So I'm starting to really like some of the stuff I'm hearing. So that's keep up the good work, man.
All right, thank you, Mike, and I'm glad we're talking that it's nice and clear, too.
That's it.
Man, my man, Mike. Peace out, Mike.
All right, peace, man.
All right.
Yeah. We're going to take a minute because, you know, I got some stuff I want to ask before, you know. The lines is flooded like crazy, you know. But
I got fam. I'll be in touch with my fam. I call them fam, not fans. You know what I mean? For fam.
Exactly.
Because all my people that love my music, love Silver Fox, know where I'm coming from. They my family, you know what I mean? I be down to earth with this, you know what I mean? And it's like, even if the status becomes elevated, you got to always be in touch with where you come from and where you at and who you are, you know what I mean? Stay grounded.
You definitely hit that on the nail. No question
no
about
doubt.
It.
No doubt. That's why a brother like me has his mother calling it. Yeah, all
right. And that's love right there. Mama Duke calling it. You know,
love
we
it,
gotta
love
give a
love.
Shout out to Mama Duke again for real. We definitely gotta give a shout out to Mama Duke.
No doubt, no doubt.
Calling it. Ain't no question about that.
Wow, that's rough. Her family
Duke.
Without
Mama Duke, it would be no Silver Fox.
That's right. And she know I've been Silver Fox since I was a kid. So she's like, she even called, that's right, Silver Fox. So I'm like, yeah, mother.
Silver, let me ask you. I want to get into your solo thing, but I want to ask you real fast. What was the worst and the best thing about being in a group?
Well, okay. Wow, that's a good question. Well, I think the worst thing about being in a group is just if everybody's not on the same pace. Like, if you got to have the same work ethic, you know? And you have to, and as a group, you have to be friends. You have to all work together and know what you're doing. And then everybody has to have a part of the group, you know, where they're doing something within this group, be it the music, being promoting each other, being the writer. Everybody can exchange ideas within a group. That's like, you know, so being in a group, you really have to be. So that's part of the worst thing, and it's also part of the best thing. So the best thing is that you learn to work with others and how to create using a team instead of just being an individual. You know what I mean? Because the individual doesn't stand without other people backing them up, you know? And I really love being in Fantasy 3. You know, my group days was really nice because we participated in a lot of other groups. And we have diversified talent that we actually utilized. And, you know, there was one, you know, as far as Black Charlie, to help us to get limber and get some steps going on to go with our music, you know what I mean? And me with my writing. And with Larry to make sure that everything was put together to make sure that Charlie and I stay on point, you know. So we work together as a group, and I really like that. So you know, there's
there's the good and the bad, but there's never, to me, the way I look at it, there was nothing that was so bad, you know, as far as being in the group.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, is that everybody comes from somewhere. There's a lot of people that come from a group, and you could go solo, you know what I mean? Or you could come from being a background singer and then move to the forefront. So it's all a learning experience, you know. So if you learn from all of this, then you're coming out of there with something, you know.
Okay. Well, what I want to do right now, because, you know, you got this on fire, I want to get into another one of your joints.
All right.
Off the Plane.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what I decided. Yeah. I decided to get a little crazy
joint.
With it. I decided to get a little crazy with it and, like, you know, because I'm off the planet. I'm like, people don't really, they don't understand me. That's why I roll on my only, you know what I mean? Because I'm like from the planet of the apes, so it's like, you know, and then I want to get people moving. I want to tell them exactly where I'm coming from, like, you know, and I know my vocal style sometimes is polluted and foul, and I know I be acting wild, so my mentality's put on trial. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like they want to test my mind. It's like, I'm like, okay, so right about now, I just keep it black and mild. And me, I'm mythical, you know, like a unicorn. So I got to tell them to be warned because the calm before the storm is gone. And they can stand up, you know, don't panic. You're in the Fox Zone, and it's way past the ozone layer and off the planet. That's my intro for that one. Available, too. It's on the mixtape, Ride With A Star, available on datpiff.com. And later on, I'll tell y'all how to get some free downloads. We'll be going to rock this out. So I had your nod in a minute ago with the mist. So right now, you're going to have to bounce to this.
No doubt. Silver Fox in the building. Here's another one of his bangers off the planet on GQ Palace Radio. We doing it big, baby. Love and entertainment.
It's fire, baby.
This is a GQ Palace.
Oh, yes. Las Vegas, here we are. You riding with a star, baby. Riding with a star. Stay star on the map.
Here we go again. What we got from my top? Jump, 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 jump.
Put your hands up.
From the planet of the apes with a black bandana and a pop camera looking for bananas and cake. Came from my back like Superman. Has a kite, dog, coat, and a level land. A cold man, money, young, like Peter Pan. Got a shorty that can make a booty shake. Like the rattle on a rattle state. I like the women with the venom in them. And some I'ma get them in them. Hit them in them, too far off the block, man. Silver Fox, man. I'm so hot, man. So I got fans here to Japan. New York to Cali, man. From back alley to skin kisses and fire escape. I'm straight from the planet of the apes. Like a soldier, soldier turned general. Hit a crowd, see the sky on my face. From a place to be separate, the face ain't fake. I know my vocal style, polluted and foul. I know I'm the acting wild. Sometimes I'm a mid-town, put on trial. Okay, right about now, I'm keeping it black and mild. Mythical like a unicorn, be born. The car before the storm is gone. You can stand up, don't panic. You in the Fox Zone, way past the ozone layer. Off the planet, yeah, Tim again, cribbling and chibbling. Crooked smile, trapped on an owl like Gilligan. I'm wondering, can I spit again? Make a hit again, yes I can. Let the woman in, let's begin again. I know it's been about mad years since I've been here. A new day, new time, new shine, new grind. I got money on the mind and I'm going to get mine. Yours, hers, his, you know what it is, dawg. Gotta live, gotta eat, so I keep a bird in the kitchen. That's remind me, that's in the case, that don't fulfill my ambition. What? Get steady, boys, rock steady, boys and girls. We living in the poison world, past the poison. Get the glasses up, asses up, let's get it in, let's get it in. I know my vocal's down, polluted and proud. I know I be acting wild. Sometimes I'm a mental, put on sound. Okay, right about now, I'm keeping it black and mild. Mr. Kyle, like a unicorn, be warned. The calm before the storm is gone. You can stand up, don't panic. Yo, you in the Fox Zone, way past the old zone. Lay up off the planet. Let's get it in, let's go, Mike in my hand, will I let go? provoke this time for you to defile. I know why we acting wild. Sometimes in my mid-time, put on trial. Okay, right about now, keeping it black and mild. Miss a cow like a unicorn, be warned the car before the storm is gone. You can stand up, don't panic, go. You in the fox zone, where that's the ozone layer off the planet.
Ooh. Oh, my bad.
I know they thought it was still going on, too. Exactly like you're doing, too.
Because I know.
Yeah.
Polluted.
Oh, man. You went in on that joy right there. You went in.
They know.
Yo,
they
oh,
know.
Man, the phone lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Silver Fox, all you got to do is press 1 since you're already on the line. If you're on your PC, the number to call 646-238-38 and press 1 to go on the air. But I must tell you, do it now because at 9 we will be going in the archives because it's been 3 hours already. So if you ain't on the line, get on the line now because after 9, if you're off, you're off and you have to listen to the archives to hear the whole
man.
Show.
Oh no! You owe me 2 minutes, man.
I owe you another hour.
No, listen.
I owe you another hour. All right, but see, you know that's the way they do it. They only everything only gives you like a couple
it's
of
all
hours.
It's all good. It's all good. You know.
Yeah.
But
we're still making it happen.
Yeah. They don't have to know that. No. We got a couple more minutes, so that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
No, but everybody stays on the line. Everybody that's they all of them still stay on. Everybody still stay on and listen. Nobody gets cut off or anything.
Yeah, no doubt. I know they're there, and I want to say what's up to all my fam that called in, all of that, all the people listening. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to bring some good music. I'm working on some new joints. You know what I mean? With my man Sip Absolutely up in Rialto, California. Working with John Shaft from Soundboy Killers, you know what I mean? Jeffrey Fenton, a.k.a. J-Mac, you know what I'm saying? And I'm working out in D-Fab Studios with Brian DeFabio. And sometimes I'm going to Wild Sound Music, and that's up in Utah. Oh, all my people, Logan, Utah. All my Utah people. Yeah, I got to say what's up to them. They give me mad love up in Logan. I did a lot of shows out there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, and I just, since we got like 2 minutes, whatever, I just want to put the shout out.
I was just letting the people know that, you know, they are on the lines and everything. The lines is flooded. What I was telling them was I don't want them to do things because they might not be able to call back in.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel you.
You know, I just wanted everybody to know that. So if they're on their PCs and they're listening and they want to speak to you, call in right now. You know?
Yeah, just the right
time.
That's
what I'm saying.
All right.
But,
you got anybody you want me to talk to? Any people there? Anybody you want me to talk to?
You got the lines. My word. Your lines.
My brother.
Your lines.
That's
what's up. You know? But I want to ask you, so you started doing a solo. What made you start going on to do a solo?
Well, I started out being solo anyway. Well, first of all, I started out learning from my cats around the way. My people, my dog Ketsky, you know what I mean? My man, he was my partner. I went to Joe Grant's and I was honing my skills over there, which was an after-hours spot that was on like 113th or whatever, right? And that's where I met like Coogee Rap, you know. I met him over there when he was like young and so forth. And, you know, it started out with me as a solo artist developing my different styles and so forth. And, you know, it was things that people came together to talk to me about, like G-Rap. We talked about rap back in the day because he had a different style. And then, we got together and created another style, you know, changed the whole style around. That's the same thing with, like, LL Cool J. You know, he was up in Manhattanville Records where I said that our record label was located. Because he was trying to find a label to get signed, you know what I'm saying? You know, hungry little 16-year-old, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he came up there, we hung out. He had mad rhymes, just rhymes going on and on and on. But, you know, I'm in the same zone. That's the same zone I'm on. What I liked is that he didn't stick to it to a cadence, you know what I mean? He had so many different cadences. And it was like, that's cool, because that's what I was into.
So, you know, we hung out like the whole summer. You know, I was showing them like where to breathe at and so forth. You know what I mean? Like there's different technical aspects on it so that you could be clear and precise and crisp. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, so it was a school, really. It was like school of hip-hop. Hip-hop was a learning process back in the day, you know what I mean? So from there, I was solo all the time because I was creating this style. So our group was gone, you know what I mean? Went into AC, joined all-powerful Jam Masters. That was pretty cool. That was a group, you know what I mean? The Enterprise, which was like everybody was self-contained units in the Enterprise. Matter of fact, there was a group called Self-Contained, you know what I mean? It was Trey T. Oh, man, my man Wayne Excitement Road, Big X, called them Doc back in the day. You know what I mean? So I was Silver Fox. So I'm still doing, now I'm doing my solo projects, you know what I'm saying? And then, so in 99, we came out with an album, like an underground album in Atlantic City, New Jersey, you know what I mean, called the New Millennium Album. And, you know, people was loving it. It was hitting. So I decided to start doing some more solo projects. And I went out to Savannah, Georgia, you know what I mean, met with Pure Pain Records. I was talking with people out there, you know what I mean. My dude Camouflage, rest in peace. He was like a big artist, man. Was signed to Universal Records, and you know he wound up getting killed at a young age.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like you know, it's just like in Atlantic City, the same thing with my man D-Bear. He got shot. You know, it's like I was like, I gotta get out of here. You know, I left Atlantic City. Like, you know what I mean? Went down south. So it's like, I contemplated it, but I was also doing other things, you know, because I got to eat. So I was working, you know, I have management, you know, expertise under my belt. You know, I'm prolific in that. I started constructing studios, you know what I mean, and also just creating Silver Fox Music US so that I could put other artists on, so I could have other talents, you know, underneath my belt, because I think I'm a good judge of talent. You know? So I'm like, So it's like, it's about reinvention itself, you know? And it made me want to do solo as far as the music-wise. I'm like, yeah, I could do this music. And if there's a demand for it, if people like it, yeah, bet I'm with it. But if that opens up the door for somebody that's with me, and I go, yeah, okay, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, Silver Fox, man, you know me, yeah. Yo, this is my man AK right here from Tennessee, man. He's hot, he's dope, he's fire, he's going boom. Listen to him, you know what I mean? I could get him in the door. You know, I get people in the door, and it's like, I feel good about that. I feel good to say, okay, bet I could do this, Silver Fox Music in the U.S. I could talk about management. I could talk, which we did on a prior segment, you know, that we were talking about how you need management, how you need a team, how you need. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm working with my team, which is like all across, because I'm trying to, you know, touch global, you know what I mean? I got people up in U.K. and in Germany. And it's like, you know, my boy called from San Diego, California, you know what I mean? Got Jersey in the house. So I got people, you know, around places that is part of my solo career, too. So it's like I'm trying to, you know, do clothing line, like hoodies, T-shirts, blousers, hats, you know what I mean? And it's all a business, you know, it's a reinvention.
Exactly.
The music, I love it, man. I love the music. I love to make people dance, you know what I mean? I love doing hip-hop. I love battling. I love all aspects. I love the whole aspects of hip-hop. I am hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So I can't help that, no matter. And I try, man. I can't be an OG, man. I'm an OG, you know what I'm saying? But I can't be an old G.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's
I wanted to ask you now, with all these artists that's out now,
yeah.
Is there anybody that you would actually do like do something with? Let's say like Lil Wayne. Is there anybody that you would actually do something with? If anybody that was out right now, who would it be?
Man, I would love to do something with all of them. You know, these cats are good. I mean, this, you know, we're all hip hop, man, is good and it's bad. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Rick Ross. I like Meek Mills. I like, you know, I like Drake. You know what I'm saying? I like Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I like Tiger. You know what I mean? I like, what's my man that was just on my thing on the Fuse? I like a lot of them cats, you know what I mean? The only thing I don't like is some of the choices that they make musically. You know what I mean?
They don't make. Okay.
yeah, that's right. They got talent, but then they dumb themselves down. Like, after, you know, you're getting money, you got paid. Now it's like, now all you got to do is just live off your name and just keep making, you can make nonsense records, you know? Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco. Puff don't care. He worked millions. He got C-Rock. Exactly. He got everybody drinking, everybody getting drunk on him, you know, except it'll cost you. But, you know, everybody getting drunk, everybody C-Rock, he got money. Who cares? What are we going to do? Ocho Cinco. All right. I'll even make a video. Exactly. You know, I'll even make a video for it. But, see, that goes back to what I was saying prior. It's like, you know, what you bring down, what you teach to somebody else, then they teach to somebody else, and it goes on and on. So it's like, people are emulating. They emulate what they hear, you know what I'm saying? So if you're being saturated with this stuff every day, you know, because it's every day, man. You turn to the Fuse, it's there. You turn to BET, the same videos is on 106, the same joints. You turn to your radio, the same joint. So you get saturated by this, but you don't see that, you know, there's other stuff out there, you know what I'm saying? So me going solo, I like to, I just like to show all the different aspects of music, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm going to make all the correct choices musically, like some people do, but I want to be creative. It's like, it's part of my creativity. It's like, if I'm not writing something, I'm looking at a pen pad right now, and I'm looking around going, man, looking at all these books and papers and laptops and stuff, and this, that, the other. So it's like, but if I'm not doing this, then I'm stagnated. And that's what it is that, man, this is what I choose. This is the life that I love hip hop. I'm a living. You know what I mean? I have management skills. I'm on LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn, Silver Fox Music, US. You know, to link up with me, we could talk business. You know, right now we're talking hip hop, and that's cool. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, I do management. I have a management team, even All That Entertainment, and there's Blue Pro. They're doing management up there, so I affiliate with them in San Diego. You know what I mean? With Silver Fox Music US, Blackboard Records in Atlantic City, which is, you know, Mike Nitti, and, you know, Thug Made Entertainment up in AC. It's like, so the more you affiliate yourself with people, you got places. I got places I could go. I could do shows. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I could put my music out there because I got people in AC. I got people in Germany. I got people here. I got people boom, boom, boom. And I got the management to link the people up. So if I'm linking everybody up, then I entertain you. Baby, I'm going to entertain you. It's all right. I got you. We're going to have some fun. We're going to party. Everybody can put cups up with a book. They're going to pay me for my services. Hey, thank you very much. And I hope you'll get my hoodies because it's cold. Or I hope I see some ladies in a legend blouse. You know what I mean? This
no doubt.
And I'm like, you know, and we keep it moving. Life go on. But I ain't going to be, you know, but me, I ain't going to make a record telling you, like, after you pay, how much money I got, this and that. But, you know, I'm not saying, there's not everything wrong with that. Because when people come from nothing, you want to talk about what you got when you get it. You know what I mean? You want to be like, man, I got diamonds on my neck. Gold on my back. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, gold, I got, you know what I mean? But then, you know, when you should, I mean, you could do that a couple of times, but if that's all you're doing, and if that's, you know, if that's how you're living, and that's what you're doing, and that's the whole thing that you are, then something wrong with that. It's like, you got to look at it, you got to restructure yourself and look at things differently. A lot of people, you know, just to say this too, a lot of people, they sell out for the dough, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if somebody comes, yo, Fox, I want you to make this record called The BS. You know, we all know what The BS is. They got The BS. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. My days are cloudy. No, your days are cloudy. My days are sunny. You small change. I'm money. It's like, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Do that. Keep doing it. Yeah, my days are there. So then next year, I know you put a beat behind it and you play it in your head every day, and the BS is floating. Everybody's on the BS. And it's like, it's like, wow, man. And you'd be stuck in a BS where you can't hear a song like The Mist because, nah, man, I can't dance to it. I can't. Oh, man, now I got to listen. It's like, man, people are fickle, man. It's like, don't nobody want to listen sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, so I'm going solo. I'm doing my thing, my Silver Fox music thing, because it's like I got a lot that I want to say, and I got so many different ways to say it, and I cover a lot of generations, because, you know, even my my daughter's peoples is my peoples, and they in the club talking about, yeah, yeah, you know, like, that's your daddy, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know.
That's a good thing, too.
And I keep myself in right, you know what I mean? I hit the gym, I eat properly. You know what I mean? Ain't no pork for my fork. Just want to say that. That's killing people. But I'm just saying, you know, I eat properly, man. I take care of myself and, you know, look out for my health. So I feel good even at this age I'm at. But if I, long as I stay active, the way I feel, man, I'm a hypomaniac. I don't know. Maybe I got the Peter Pan syndrome. One of those. That's a psychology term, too. That's in the psychology book, the Peter Pan syndrome. Like, you want to stay forever young.
I want to get into another one of your singles, but I want to ask you a question before I get into your single. I want to get into Don't Stop, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that one. But I also want to ask you, do you feel like, considering all the good music you did back then compared to what they're doing now, do you feel like you was cheated out of royalties and anything like that, like the financial status? Do you feel cheated compared to what you was getting back then compared to what they're getting now?
Well, see, What was then and what is now is two different things. I mean, you know, what was then is that there weren't any venues available except for venues we created. You know what I mean? Like the PAL, Police Athletic League. Teenagers now, pooling their money together to rent out a community center. So it was like, you know, we try to rent out a community center. We try to utilize our own people as security, so that nobody would get hurt, so we could have the community center, you know. And it was like different places, like even the community centers were located in different projects up in New York, you know what I mean? So it's like, so now we got a community center in Grant. We could throw a party over there. They'll let us do it because we live here and this is our thing. So we could charge people to come in, yada, yada, yada. So it's like, you know, we were creating these venues to build up to the arenas that it is now. So it's like, back then, man, whatever it was, it's like comparing salaries, like the salary of the 70s and 80s to a salary in 2013. It's like, you know, the cost of living go up, everything goes up. So the way I feel is that I laid down the bricks, and we, you know, as far as other people also, we laid these bricks down. Now it's like, okay, now you're going to build on these bricks. Then they start building around it. Let's start building the house of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Now, sometimes the house got raided, you know, because they had bad stuff in it. So we had, but there was times that the house, we had a barbecue in the front of hip hop house. You know what I'm saying? That was when X Clan was coming around, and Public Enemy, and Poor Righteous Teachers, and KRS-One's, and you know what I mean, and Shan, and all. So now here we are having fun with hip hop. Hip hop had a cookout. Then all of a sudden, you know, the gangsters wanted to roll up and get a piece of hip hop. So now hip hop getting all shot up in the house. Instead of having curtains, it had, you know, had sheets in the window and so forth. And it was like, you know, the furniture got broke down. It was like, you know, we had to restructure hip hop. And now they going, yo, you know, we gonna rebuild this house. Now they tear it down and build a $1 million house on the lot. And all the furniture is nice and shiny, and the gold is over here, and the hats and the perfume, and boom, and that's hip hop. So now it's like, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad that people get paid. Now, how could you feel bad about somebody coming from nothing and getting paid by making music that's their peers now? There's people that are buying it and loving it. It's like, you know, there's a market for everything in hip-hop, man. There's always people that want to listen to something else. So there's always, you know, this is a big world. It ain't just confined to that. But the thing I'm saying is that the industry now is crazier than it was back then. But now they grab hip-hop like, oh, yeah, that's what we want. You know what I mean? But back then, they wasn't believing in it. It was like, took major art, took some artists to break in, and then it's all what they do. You know, there was like the Fearless World where they got on Epic Records, you know what I mean? And they did Problem of the World. It was like that was a breakthrough that is like, okay, now they got to keep moving from that breakthrough. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't just come stay with Problems of the World. Now you got to come up with the next album, make it hot. People like Houdini, okay? Houdini paved the way for these stage and arenas. And mm-hmm. even Sugar Hill Records did that, man. If you was on Sugar Hill Records, there was a convention at the Armory back in the, I think it was 88, something like that. I don't know. The Armory convention. Man, they had all of the Sugar Hill Gang, Tetris T was there, Sequence, this, that, that. That was like one of the first things to fill arenas. I think, you know what I mean, and to get paid behind it. So I think it's all about the management you got that's going to get you paid, the people that's promoting that's going to get you paid. As far as royalty-wise, that's just business. You know, if you sign a contract and it ain't the right contract, it's your fault because you signed it. You didn't get a lawyer to look at it. So the naivete of people that are doing music that's just anxious to do it, and they sign their life away, it's like the consequences of your actions are dire, you know. So what you have to do is you have to have a team. That goes back to the team. You have to have a lawyer on your team that's going to look at contracts. You got to have a manager that's out for you, you know what I mean? You got to have a road manager that's making sure that he's there before you even get there to set up the venue, whether it be small or whatever. And there's a lot of these cats, man. They're coming from small things. And even though we're just hearing about them, they've been at it for years. So, man, all power to them. I'm glad they're getting played.
All right. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into another one of your joints. Don't Stop. Tell us about that before we get into
it. Oh, yeah, Don't Stop. I just wanted to do this for all my old school party cats. This takes me back to my Joe Grant days, you know, in the after-hours spot. Where everybody's getting their hands up in the air and you know you with it. Come on, let's go. Let's party. It's like, you know, it's a party jam. And it's for all my grown and sexy people out there, you know what I mean? Because I'm a grown man. You know, like, I want some of my grown people, my people to be good. I want my mentality to be put on trial. So I want you to know that. And I like the party, man. I like the party, too. And it's just a party track, man. But it's like, you know, lyrics. You know, I make sure I stay with qualification in my lyrics and make sure it hits. But it's so that everybody can party. So if y'all all still with me and y'all want to party to it, don't stop.
They still with you. That's my word. They still with you.
That's my
word.
Up. That's what's
all right,
up,
guys. Man. There's another banger by the one and only Silver Fox. Right here on GQ Palace Radio Love.
GQ Palace. That's it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
That was fun.
Speaking, though, you know, 'cause I don't throw dope in the air. I put that snow in the air.
from here to there, from the stage to the stairs, from the boulevard to the backyard. I don't care wherever there's smoke in the air. I wanna go there, from back alley, from New York to Cali. I sit it and sit with it. Tell them all, come get it. Damn, man, still got skills. Best in my paper. See how the hot feel. Or just pop, put my John Hancock. I wanna fill you up in it. I gotta tell like a lizard, and I will get you slither. You know who is it, the wizard, they call me Telephon. I wanna make sure your body rocks and don't stop. And you won't stop, and you don't stop. Put your hands up, and it don't stop. Yo, Fox is timeless. Looking for a sound like mine, you can't find it. I'm on the grind like I'm this deliverance monster. Ready to chomp your stomp, your damn man. I still got fans from here to Japan with the hands in the air going, yes, yes, sure. Let's have a ball. Unless you stop right, you know the name tight, get the name right. Silver Fox dog keeping it hot, and I don't need to move rock to move a lot. So get your hands up, stand up, don't get shot. Don't do it, yes, yes, so and it don't stop. You know you what it is, you wanna come and get it. You know that every fit is the only way I fit it. Hey, shorty, give me them digits, I wanna pay you a visit. I got a tongue like a lizard, and I will get you slither. You know who is it, the wizard, they call me Silver Fox. I wanna make sure your body rocks and don't stop. And you won't stop, and you don't stop. Go.
Yo.
Yo. That's my party track. That's where everybody gets their hands up. They know they with it. That minute you want to come and get it, you know they perfectly fit it. The only way I spit it, they sure to give me them digits. I want to pay you a visit. I got a tongue like a lizard, and I will get to slither. You know who is it, the wizard. They come in super far. I want to make sure your body rocks, cause don't stop. Oh, you won't stop, and you don't stop. Go, go. Oh, man. I'm like, all right. That's one of those. I could do that with a cup of Kool-Aid in my hand, talking about yee.
Now,
I like that.
Now, who done your production? Did you do it? Who done that production? Who done all the production?
On the production on the two tracks that you heard was on the Mist, and that one was John Shaft. He's based in L.A. That's Soundboy Killer Production. Like I say, that's my partner right there. You know what I mean? I got to pick up John Shaft. Because he brought me back to the lab, made me exercise. You know what I mean? It was like heading back to the gym, boy. He threw out the books and he threw the mic out and said, "Here you go, man, lift this." So I was like, "Okay." So he did all the, yeah. So he got me back to Silver Fox. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can lose sight of who you are, you know, by going through different stages of life and so forth. So you know. I appreciate him for that. That's my brother right there. So that's the chat, man. That was like it's just a party, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you went in. You definitely went in. Now, if there's anything you could change from back then to now, is it, or you would just keep everything the same?
I would probably change some of my personal life. But who knows? Because I mean, hey, I live so many lives, 3 ex-wives, 4 baby mamas, so you know I got drama, I'm a man, I understand the drama.
Like, woo,
no doubt, but I'm like, you know, it's like life, man, that's all. But you know, if it wasn't for the life that I led and the things that I've been through, I wouldn't be here today to be who I am. So, you know, man, it is what it is. I mean, shoot, I've been through stuff. I could change getting shot. I mean, if I wasn't in that staircase, then blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, I can't look back on all that stuff. Because it's like, life is life, man. You know, even musically, even as far as, but there is one thing I would change. I would have did the business more correct, and then I would have still been in it. I would have been somewhere else. I would have been sitting behind the desk, which I'm doing right now anyway. But I would have been sitting behind the desk, and my children would have been running my business. So, you know what I mean?
I definitely feel you. So,
What's the next step for Silver Fox?
Yeah, the next step is a metamorphosis. I have an album that I've been working on. It's called Resurrection. That's my my temporary title, and it's actually like a whole lot of tracks that I've been actually sitting in the lab and writing to and getting it right. I just need the proper studio, you know, that I can work with, somebody I can really deal with, and just record it all. So I have all the tracks done, and it's about 28 tracks. I might filter it out or whatever. So now I'm just I'm doing that, and I have the clothing line. And also, you know, they can follow me. I'm all over the place. So I'll give you that info, like, in closing. But as far as for me, I'm just want to do what I'm doing. I want to do some good music, and I want to put some other people out. I want to work with good entertainers, you know what I mean? And just, I'm already making plans on this tour with my manager. He's kicking that out. So it's like with my man Moifa, B-Shops up in Utah, and then we do some things up in London in the UK, so we're figuring that out. And then I got to see my man K.O.B. He's up in Germany. K.O.B. actually stands for King of Beats, and he has a couple of tracks that I'm doing that he created. So it's like I'm working with this guy, Nomadic Planet. He's based in London too. We're doing a hot vocal track that's going to be featured on his joint. So it's like I'm doing a lot of features and there's so much of it that, you know, my manager is actually telling me what I'm going to do. Basically, it's like, okay, you got this, you got that. And I was talking with my man Charlie Rock from Fantasy 3, and we were actually thinking about in the future doing a Fantasy 3 reunion, because it's been about, okay. Yeah, it's been about 35 years.
That was my next thing I wanted to ask you. Did you ever think about, you know, y'all getting back together and doing something, you know,
the first step is for us to be in the same room at the same time and to shake each other's hand and go, yo, Fantasy 3 is back again. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then, yeah, after that, it's like, you know, then it's a progressive. It's like, you know what I mean? But I don't put nothing behind. You know, we still living. We still here, and we all doing our things. Like Charlie Rock, he's in Miami, and he's got a freestyle movement going on. You can find that through Charlie Rock Productions. I mean, he's doing a whole lot of stuff. He's still in the music business, you know what I mean? And doing promotions and et cetera. And Larry D is doing his thing in South Carolina. He's actually formulating a label. So it's like, you know, we're all doing different things at the same time. So for us to come together, that's going to, you know, it's something that we have to actually sit and negotiate and talk about. So I would love that, though, Fantasy 3. But as far as that, I'm doing a lot of collabs with a lot of people, and I got a few people that's in the works that I don't want to mention yet, because I don't want to put it out there and then it doesn't happen and then it's like, you know, oh, yeah, well, you said,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, yeah, so I'm like, you know, I got a lot, like, oh, my man Beast the Brilliant, I got this track that I'm doing with him called I Do This, that's going to be hot. My man AK, we got a track called Bad As You Wanna Be, that's hot. I did a track with my man that called in, J-Mac, him and Moifa. We actually did a track called Life Generations, which is featured on the Motel California album, which is out now. So that's out in San Diego, California. And it's, you know, it's going global with that. It's going to push that around. That's through Pacific Records.
Tell him, you know, when he's ready, send us an exclusive, because, you know, we got 9 episodes. We can rotate that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You know that. Yo, we linked up right now.
Yeah, yo, tell him, you know, send it. We rotate. We're going to be rotating your joint as well.
That's what's up, my brother. That's what's up. And it's like, you know, with being linked up, see, that's what it is. It's each one reach one. You know, we all reaching each other. And through this, through our internet radio, and through the power of all our phones, everybody got smartphones, through technology, we're utilizing it. Now, right now, this is a good moment in time, because we're utilizing it now just to reach everybody and touch, you know what I mean? I've got people in all races, colors, creeds, you know what I mean? And all types of sexual orientation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man,
really?
this is a big world that we're in.
And you know
so
what?
We all,
from, the way,
From the way the phone lines look, I don't doubt you.
Yeah. It's what's up, man. It's like I cover generations. You know what I mean? I got older. I got younger. I got kids. You know what I mean? I got kids. That's my kid. I got grandkids. So it's like, you know, I want to talk to the kids, talk to the people, talk to the older, the younger, but of both. And it's like, and I'm telling you one thing, this is the most talking that I do. Because when I'm around, when I'm in places, man, I ain't trying to talk. You know what I mean? I talk with a mic in my hand or whatever. But it's like, you know what I mean? So I'm glad that I take the opportunity so I can talk to my people and let them know. You know, I ain't standoffish and none of that. You know, because I've been down in, like in Perks, you know what I'm saying? That's in Harlem, you know what I mean? 123rd, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've been down there, and it's like, you know, I chill to myself. But it ain't like I'm trying to be, like, you know, anti-social or nothing like that. It's just that y'all don't got nothing to say. You know, if people don't have nothing to say to me that's positive, I'm not trying to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I steer away from the negative. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. I don't know where I went off in a tangent on that one.
We have a caller on the line for you. I want to bring this caller on. I want to ask you another question, and then I want you to give out all your information. Hold on.
No doubt.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hey, Silver Fox.
Hey, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, T, what it be? You got a cold or something, T?
No.
Okay. Oh, you wanted to put your sexy out. I like that, boy.
Man, I just wanted to tell you those tracks. I mean, I've been here like really jamming.
Yeah.
I don't need to go nowhere but right here at home, and I can listen to all the good music. Because GQ Palace rocks anyway, so you know I got to give a big shout out to Rich Money and Lavina.
Rich Money, yes.
But
He's making me real comfortable.
I know that's right. You know, and like I say, keep up the good work.
Thank you, T. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Oh wow. You sounded good, T. Go ahead.
Thank you. So do you.
I love my fam, I'll tell you that much. It was my fam. You know what I mean? Young, old, rich, poor, no matter where you at, boy, you're my people. I'll touch the world. I'll be like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No doubt. Now, let me ask you, you know, as far as you being a pioneer and everything, let's say you have an up-and-coming artist come to you and ask you, what advice could you give them to succeed to where you at?
Wow. Well, first of all, they have to exceed my expectations. Exceed where I'm at. Where I'm at is like, you know what I mean? My thing is that, okay, first of all, if you start out with somebody and say, look, I got a talent and I want to do this, I want to put this out there, but I don't know how to do it. Then it's like, well, did you start anything? Do you have stuff written? How many songs you have? It's like, you know, you can't come up and say, hey, I got a song, or I got two songs, and I want to, you know, I want to be a rapper. Okay, well, how many songs you got? Oh, I had no songs, but that's what I want to do. Nah, man, you gotta start yourself. See, a person has to, if they love something or they want to be a part of it, you got to start somewhere. And then I also advise people to learn music. Everybody, all the young cats, learn music. There's music classes. They try to eliminate it. You got to catch it while you can and learn some music, because the more you know about this music business, and the more you know about being an entertainer, the better you can entertain. Even if all you want to do is rap, it's like, yeah, okay, but that's not all you want to do. You want to do more. You want to produce your records. You want to get. This is a whole business. So it's like, you know what I mean. And what I do is I take a young artist and I say, okay, I don't want to jerk anybody. You know what I mean. What I want to do is that you excel so that you don't need me. You know what I mean? We friends now. I watch you grow up, because I watch a lot of people grow up. You know what I mean? That turn from childhood to adult, you know? And that's what I wanted. I want them to remember stuff, you know, from back then. So I could say, yeah, remember 15 years ago when I said, and you did that, yeah, see where you're at now? You know what I mean? So it's like I want to take people and nurture them and say, okay, this is what it is. You know, some vocal coaching, some stage presentation, some, you know, and just how to be
in places, how to be, you know, when you're around people, how to, the people not to be around, the things not to do is the best things to teach instead of what to do. Because once you know what not to do, then you can clear all of these traps. Because just like everywhere else in this music, there's traps out here, you know what I'm saying? They're still the same thing. They're still drugs, the alcohol, the this, the that, the political. There's a lot of stuff in there. So it's like, it's all about focus, and it's about a work ethic, and it's about staying on the grind. That's hard. It's hard to do. So, you know, that's why a lot of the new cats, I love them because they're smart, they're intelligent, and using, and not making the mistakes that were made before them. You know what I mean? That's the thing about it, is that we made so many mistakes in the structuring of hip hop and how we did it, and the, you know, the shows we did, where we did it at, how we were doing shows. And it was like, you know what I mean, instead of us looking at it as business, we was having fun with it, and there was nothing else to do with it. It was like, okay, bet we could pull all our equipment out and have people come in, make a few bucks, and everybody's partying. But now it's like, man, you gotta be able to, oh man, there's so much to this. This is going to take a long time. I'm telling you, because as a new artist, there is so much to learn. There's first the basics before you even start recording. But I mean, these guys now, puffing them, and everybody, they bring on the artist in a minute. Yo, okay, I got the money, I'm going to put you out. I'm going to throw da 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 da, and that's what I want. Da, da, da. But see, a lot of these cats, they coming to the table saying, yo, I got my own label, I got this, I just want to be on Bad Boy, and you could distribute, you could promote. And that's another thing. It's like, you know what I mean? So it's good to start as an independent person. I like to start with my own label, you know what I mean? So it's all about marketing, distribution, and knowing how to do it. So that's actually, the whole thing is a learning process, which I'm learning and studying, you know what I mean? So it's like, it takes school, and it takes, you have to be educated in everything you do. You got to be educated, you know, to know everything about what you're doing. This is not just a hobby anymore. It's like, it's a career. So it's not a job, you know. In a job, all you got to do is learn how to carry that axe or something, or, you know, only hold that drill and drill the ground. But in a career, you're actually building and establishing. You keep going further and further within this career, climbing a corporate ladder or something. You know, so yeah, man, this is a business. And for any artist that would even come to Silver Fox Music US, I let them know it's a business. That's like my man Oak Tree. I just got to sign in. Mark Oak Tree Brown. Yeah, he's a boxer, man. In fact, Philly boxer. And it's like, you know, they got Roughneck Productions, and they're pretty good. And the thing about them is that they're a self-contained unit that are already doing business, so they know how to do business. And then we could, you know what I mean? So you have to have people that are like-minded, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
No doubt.
Silver Fox, okay. You know, definitely an honor having you on, man. And you know,
hey, man,
you are welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
That's what's up. I appreciate it.
We definitely going to be playing them. But what I want you to do now is I want you to give everybody your information, let them know how they can tracks, give them your shout outs, let them know everything.
That's what's up. Well, first off, I just want y'all to know that y'all can link up with me anytime, you know what I mean? SilverFoxMusicUS@yahoo.com, you know what I mean? I even take, we do submissions, whichever. You can Google me if you want to know history or whatever, find out all the pages. Just Google SilverFoxMusicUS. That's Silver, you know, SilverFoxMusicUS. There's also interviews, pages. And as far as the music, right now, that music, you can actually, for all your listeners on GQ Palette, you can actually get free downloads at soundcloud.com/SilverFoxMusicUS. No, that's www.soundcloud.com/SilverFoxMusicUS. And, you know, you got, for all my listeners, too, I want you to know there's a few tracks y'all may not want, but there's a lot of them you're gonna like. So the ones you heard on here, if you like those, you can get them free, download it, you know what I mean, right at SoundCloud. Or just look for me too on Reverb Nation
facebook.com/MC Silver Fox. And you can find all the clothing line, too. Just go to the store on that place. You can see all my hoodies that I got out here. Matter of fact, I got one on right now. It's like,
fact,
you know, it says
like
Silver Fox.
And all that. Let them know everything, sure.
Yeah, this is actually just an online store. You know what I mean? Because I'm not putting them in the... Yeah, it's not in physical stores at the moment. That's all marketing and distribution. It's negotiation.
Let them know everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that right now at ReverbNation.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, /MC Silver Fox. Right on that same, on that page, you can find the music. There's also free downloads there. You go to the store on that page. It says store for merchandise, et cetera. Go to the store on that page. You click on the merchandise, it shows you the hats, hoodies, spaghetti strap blouses for the ladies, you know what I'm saying? They come in all sizes, and it could be ordered, you know what I mean, shipped right to your crib. I got some on. There's some people that took pictures on Facebook, you know, all my people just getting the sweatshirts, the hoodies, all of that. You know what I mean? They take a picture with them, and I put it up, post it up, all of that. So, you know, believe me, it's right there. And let's
see.
Yeah, yeah. So I like utilizing them for merchandising and so forth. And these are stuff that I designed. I call it the Legend Line. And it's for all my legendary people, you know what I mean? And so, you know, trademarks with Fox Music. And I also want to say you're on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Just look for Silver Fox. I want to big up to Terrence Easy T. Williams. I want you to find him on Facebook right now. Is the number changed, but that's the management. Terrence EZT Williams. He can be found on Facebook. You can even Google him, Terrence EZT. And that's T with a T-E-E, not just the letter T. So Terrence EZT Williams, that's the management. For any booking, you know what I mean, you can contact Silver Fox Music US at Yahoo and on Terrence EZT Williams at gmail.com. And that's from Supreme Team Entertainment. And I want to big up to people like Brian, DJ CMP, Johnny Faker, you know what I'm saying, John T, Mike Nitty from Blackboard Records, New York Virologist, you know what I'm saying, up in Staten Island, Steven Sancho, you know what I mean, my man Vinny Corello, you know what I mean, Comentami Amano, my man up in London, Nomadic Planet, in Germany, KOB, Beast of Brilliant, my man, AK, J Mac, Rasu Rockmans, Land City Kenyatta, my brother, you know what I'm saying? All Jersey, all the South Jersey, North Jersey. I got so many peoples, man, I'm like, Utah, where y'all at, you know what I'm saying? New York, all my newfound Russian friends in Brooklyn. I'm chilling with the Russians. They lovely out here. They don't know what I'm saying, but it's cool. They still, as long as it goes boom, 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 boom. No, I'm only kidding. But you know, like I say, hey, just Google Silver Fox Music US. And like I say too, man, all these tracks, you know, the tracks you are right now, they all, you know, you can download them for free. You can put it on a CD, bump it in the car, whatever, put on your iPod, put on your smartphone. You know what I mean? Even if you tap into it, you can tap into SoundCloud. You know what I mean? There's an app for that, all of that stuff. Buying up on them. Let's see what else. That's it. Silver Fox is in the building.
There's no doubt. Yo, Silver Fox, like I said, it was an honor. And we welcome back anytime. Send us those exclusives so I could go. We get them rotating and everything.
No doubt.
Speaking of Reverb Nation, we number one on Reverb Nation right now.
So definitely put us on, let us know exactly what's going on, and as far as LinkedIn too, just one more thing too, with LinkedIn is where I discuss my business aspects, and you know, just the way I look at business and the way I'm doing my Silver Fox Music US. So you can find me on LinkedIn, which is Legendary MC Silver Fox. Or you could look for Silver Fox Music US once again, because it's Silver Fox Music.
I definitely got to link up with you on that, joint.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. That's really, it's actually, you know, for a business aspect on it. You know,
exactly.
I separate some
I separate the entertainer from the business.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. For sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yo, Silver Fox, man, thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
That's what's like up. I give thanks. Thank you to everybody that called in, all my listeners, all of your listeners.
They still listening.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why I'm thanking them for being here. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I thank y'all for listening because it's been like an hour. You know what I mean? Y'all ain't have, look at, it's Friday night. You know what I mean? Y'all could be somewhere else.
Exactly.
So I appreciate all of y'all for being here. And I'm glad that this is a show that you can sit down with your kids and be like, you know, yeah, let's check this out. So that's
exactly.
What I'm
exactly.
Yeah. All right.
So once,
Silver
Fox
in the building. New music coming soon. The album is called Resurrection. It's coming soon. That way. I should have had it done by last year, but you know, but you don't rush a Picasso. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or Rembrandt.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Nah, you wait till that
don't
picture
rush
gets
the
painted.
Butter.
Wait.
Don't rush
there
the butter.
You go. I tell you, it's coming, and I hope y'all enjoyed those tracks. You know what I'm saying? And
no
so
doubt,
I'm gonna be
man.
Out, and I appreciate your time, my man, Richmond.
No doubt, Silver Fox. Good looking.
All right,
Silver Fox, Dawes and Divas. Well, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank the guests. I want to thank the callers. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget, congratulations to the winners that won the ticket on LaTanya Herbert's big event going down with Kid Capri. Shout out to my man Silver Fox. He's doing big things. Make sure you check out that merchandise on Reverb Nation. Get those tracks. Get those tracks out. His new joint coming out. He's going crazy right now. This is his year. He's doing it big. Can't stop, won't stop, you heard? I'm your host, Rich Money. I want to fill y'all in. We have 9 episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Sundays, we have Spiritual Sunday with Lavina for Life. We'll be bringing you the most powerful ministers, evangelists, elders, and pastors, playing gospel music, quoting scriptures of the Bible. As well, you could call in and give your testimonies. It's a very powerful show. And that's on Sundays from 7 to 9. After Lavina, Spiritual Sunday 7 to 9, we're going to have Messenger of Life. Messenger of Life starting April 7th with Eric Bendros. All right, he'll be interviewing gospel singers as well. You know, find out what's going on with them. Tune in for that. On Mondays, we have Love, Life, and Loyalties with Steph Dallas. After Steph Dallas, we have Speaking Out My Point of View. That's from 9 to 10. After Steph Dallas, from 7 to 9. Ooh, GQ College got a lot going on right now. Messenger of Light will be from 9 to 10 on Sundays. Spiritual Sunday, 7 to 9. Messenger of Light, 9 to 10. On Mondays, Love, Life, and Loyalty, 7 to 9. Speaking Out My Point of View, 9 to 10. On Tuesdays, we doing the sports with the mayor, bringing you the bigger picture. How he say he doing it? Hard Body Karate. That's on Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. On Wednesdays, we have the Diva Squad in the building playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. That's with T and Rachel doing it big on the Diva Squad, 7 to 9 on Wednesdays. Then, starting this Wednesday, we have Fall Out Comedy from 9 to 10 with comedian Rakim Chicks Singleton. He is hilarious. He will be bringing you some comedians. We're going to have a ball. That's starting this Wednesday, right after the Diva Squad, from 9 to 10. On Thursdays, we have Reality and Relationships with K.L. Belvin and his wife, Tiffany Belvin, speaking to you about relationships. They're relationship specialists, and they know a lot of things that's going on. They speak to you about reality, what's going on in life right now. Tune in for that on Thursdays, 8 to 10. And then on Fridays, you're back here with GQ Palace Love and Entertainment with your host, Rich Money. I want to tell T, happy birthday. Her birthday was on the 20th. And I got to tell Rachel, happy belated, well, not belated, Rachel's birthday is actually tomorrow. Happy birthday, Rachel. That's the Diva Squad. So happy birthday to T and Rachel. Don't forget, it's going down on GQ Palace. Make sure you tune in. Check out the episodes. We have something for everybody. I'm the host, Rich Money. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. GQ Palace, love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby.
For sure.
All black at the white shows, white shoes at the black show, green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest, the brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of distress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face, what's the makeup sex? This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All things for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I'll show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I'll show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Maybe got fixed up to the knives. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head.
tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things.